Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I say it, again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run on. This is what he does.
Yes, sir, my brothers and my sisters. Yes, sir, indeed. How y'all doing out there, brothers and sisters? How are y'all doing out there? Welcome into another podcast and another episode right here of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house on this Friday night. It is cold as a mother sucker, y'all. Yeah, like Rick James say, it's cold-blooded. Yes, sir, it is cold, man. And a lot of people are dealing with a lot of frost and snow and things in their respected areas and stuff like that, man. I'm telling y'all, man, it has been one of those days. Tell you, man, I'm telling you. But, man, we're up in this house right here, man, from February the 4th, 2022. And like I said, we'd like to welcome you into another broadcast right here of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Always in the house right here, trying to come in the house to do our job, to do what, y'all? Liberate the minds of the people. Indeed, that's our job and that's our mission right here. Culture Freedom Radio Network. I am known to you as Brother Aria Morey, Aria Israel, also known to you as Brother Sunray 9, to a lot of you who know me by Sunray 9. That's cool, too, but yes, sir. In the Israelite tradition, known to you as Brother Morey, Aria Israel. And like tonight right here, we just have a topic, which we also have a particular topic of conversation. Tonight we have right here a panel discussion with Culture Freedom Radio Network, And before we get into that, I just want to tell you how you can probably stay linked up and stay connected with us and find us for Culture Freedom Radio Network. You can find us right there on West. Only basically social media outlet that we're on is Twitter. No longer on Facebook. On Twitter, you can find us at Culture Freedom Radio Network right there on Twitter and Tumblr. Yeah, I just got Tumblr, but I just use it to promote shows. But even Twitter, I don't get on and, you know, talking. If you want to keep up with the shows, anything, you can find us right there on Twitter. And but like I said, various social media, I mean, not social media, podcasting sites, y'all on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, and things of this nature. And I got to say, well, no, I need to tell this for everybody on TalkShoe, because, you know, when you listen to my cast on TalkShoe and right here on Blog Talk, but the TalkShoe listeners, I couldn't actually get into TalkShoe because I think they've been working on their site over there, so sometimes it has a lot of problems and they're trying to update their site. So I had some problems. I couldn't go live right there on TalkShoe tonight. So, but I'll upload this episode over there. And for the brothers and sisters who probably listen to the show on iHeartRadio, not iHeart, I'm sorry. I gotta get it right, y'all. The Apple Podcasting Store. Double check. What I need you to do is double check on your subscriptions if you're on iTunes, because there were two different Culture Freedoms. They were basically the same shows, but they was coming from distributing sites. I had one coming from URL coming from, I mean, RSS feed coming from TalkShoe, and there's another one that was coming from Blog Talk. And so double check your podcast links and things right there on just for Apple. And make sure, you know, you're subscribed to the Culture Freedom, because I had to go ahead and delete one of them because you had two different Culture Freedoms on there. And even though they both was the same shows, you know, things of this nature, but they was coming from two sites. So I wanted everything to come from here on Blog Talk, you know, so, yeah, so on Blog Talk, instead of having two of the same thing. So just double check the Culture Freedom Radio Network subscriptions on Apple. So, you know, you can be linked up with the right one on there. So that's basically what that was. And like I said, tonight, man, we just want to be in the house just having a panel discussion tonight and, you know, see what's going on. Y'all neck of the woods and things of this nature. So, yeah, and also don't forget, sisters and brothers, you can check out our Hebrew classes for our Hebrew brothers and sisters, or even, you know, Christians who are curious to know some things. And just if you want to know anything about the Bible and have a good breakdown, it's, you know, hey, man, we go into it, you know, deep in some lessons. You can check us out right there on we have some classes. I've been loading some of them over here on Blog Talk, too. But Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and that's where we do our Tanakh classes, with Tanakh, what most people call Old Testament, that misnomer of Old Testament. But our main site that we host on is on TalkShoe, but you can also find it in all of the major distributing sites, just like you do Culture Freedom Radio. You can find Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on all of those major sites as well. So you can find us in all of those type of things. I got today, just 1 second, brother, 1 second, trying to get all these intros and everything out of the way. But yeah, you can find us on all of those type of things right there, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And one thing, don't forget, you know, if you want to get some great incense, car fresheners and things of this nature, man, check out my brother right there, Brother Umar Sharif. You can go to his website. Man, I got some car fresheners I bought from the brother, man. Smells good, heavenly fragrances, man. I got some great ones. I got some, I got the Kush. I got some Kush over there. Black butter. I got some black butter. Strawberry butter. Man, that was fire. Man, these some fire. Not the Kush weed, y'all. Not no Kush marijuana. Not that. No, sir. A lot of things. Burning sage, elliptic soap, different things. Go and visit my brother right there at thetentsofkedar.org, and check out the brother's site for all the wonderful products and things that he have right there, lectures from, you know, various speakers from throughout the conscious community, whatnot. Check the brother out right there on his site. That is thetentofkedar.org. And we just want to thank y'all, like I said, for tuning in right one more time, right here in this house. I mean, it's cold outside, but we about to get warm in here with some great topics of conversation for you tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio. And one more thing here, y'all, and we ask that you can, if you can help us out, share the show throughout, you know, the various social media outlets. If you don't have one, hey, word of mouth does even better. That does the trick as well, because that's how we used to do it, right, before social media, word of mouth, right? Okay, so just do us that favor, sisters and brothers, and we will owe you one. With that said, man, to bring in the rabbi, the chief rabbi, David Israel, and we're going to get this thing on the ball, man. We're supposed to have a panel, but I guess we're waiting on everybody else to come in, but we'll chop it up. We got some things we can come in here and throw in tonight. All right, peace, shalom, Shabbat shalom to you, my brother. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, brother. Shalom.
Oh, there you go. I hear you now. I got you.
Yeah, I'm here. I just say Shabbat shalom, Shabbat Israel, Adonai Lahenu, Adonai Akkad, Barokatai Adonai Lahenu, Malachi Alom. I just want to give shout-outs to Coast Freedom Nation, Live Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministries of God. I'd like to give shout-outs to the beautiful brother in ministry with me, Maury R.E.I. Israel. But I'm just, you know, I'm just coming in to say I'm here. And like I said, I'm a fall back foot in. Just wanted to greet you all. I'm a fall back and wait for the others to come back, come in, and that way we can get this show cracking.
Yeah. Well, I guess, hey, Chief, well, we can just go ahead and roll it, man. I try to just make it a panel thing, you know, for everybody who can come in here, just, you know, because sometimes we have, you know, I got some things to talk about here. I just try to give an opportunity for more people to come in. Maybe they have something they wanted to bring to the table. So that's why I said, let's do a panel. And I tell everybody, man, hey, whatever y'all want to bring, yeah, we can go with that. So ain't nobody here yet. So we can roll with it, man, because I got a lot of, I got some things I can throw out on the table. One thing I want, and then I want to get in something Whoopi Goldberg did, but not just.
Oh, I heard about that. You can bring it out.
I really want to get into that one, but I'll just throw out this brief. I'm not going to go into detail with this one, man. It was a situation that occurred here in the city of Memphis this week. A young sister lost her life, and a two-day-old baby girl, man, beautiful young sister, man, baby, 2 days old. They're saying this brother, I forgot how old he was now, y'all. This is a tragic. It's been news all over, man. The guy killed, let me pull the scene, I'll pull it up right fast, though. But he killed, I guess he got a young lady, young sister pregnant. And some people say he was married and got another young woman pregnant. And she had a baby, which was 2 days old. I'm trying to pull it up right here, man, right fast. And anyway, he lured his, you know, the girl, the young sister that he had a baby with. His name was Brandon Isabel, who had turned, he was 25 years old. You know, he had, and he killed a young sister, man, Danielle. She was 27. He lured her to a little spot, right? It's not too far from where I live at, man, for a matter of fact. Not too far from where I live at. He lured her into a little, you know, a spot. And he shot her in the head, and he killed her. And he took the baby, and now from what, as far as the reports, I guess he told the police that he took the two-day-old baby and threw the baby in the Mississippi River. So they've been out. They were searching for the baby in the Mississippi River, and they didn't find the baby. They actually had to call off the search, you know, because of the weather been here now, been icy and stuff like that. But here's a guy who, now this is his baby now. This is supposed to be his baby. Killed not only the 27-year-old sister, but a two-day-old baby. Threw it in the river, the Mississippi River, man. Damn, y'all. This is, I can't even go into too much on it. It's that. It's sickening what is going on out here. And also, there was another young black brother who stabbed to death his mother. His mother was a preacher. I think they say he stabbed her at least 15 times to death, man. God damn, what's wrong, man? It's some real demonic things that's happening with, and I'm just going to say it like that, that's happening with black people, man. Real demons and all type of shit, and so that everybody was saying that, even about the brother who threw the baby in the river, man. That was some real demonic shit, y'all. Excuse my French. Throw a 2-day-old baby in the Mississippi River. Number one, now, because people said that he was married, but I've seen conflicting stories. That said that the baby mother posted stuff on Facebook, said, well, the baby mother said they had been, I mean, not the baby mother, his wife said they had been separated for a while or whatnot. And, you know, despite it all, man, listen, man, if you had a, I'm going to say this. Brother, if you out here married, I don't know, got a girlfriend, whatever fuck, you got somebody you really stand with. Listen here, man. If you know that you got, you know, a wife, and you do, and I'm not telling nobody to go out here and do this, but you know you messing around, hey man, you don't want to get the girl pregnant, quit going goddamn raw dog, man. Quit going raw dog, because we don't know what the situation will. Maybe, you know, she got pregnant and she probably told her we're going to get abortion, and maybe, you know, the situation, I'm not getting no abortion, and hey, man, you're going to mess me up, man, you know, whatnot, and I want my wife to find out. Well, you shouldn't have been messing with it in the goddamn first place then. And you should have got them and put on a rubber or whatever, man. You know, you shouldn't have been messing around. But then you get her pregnant, and then you kill her and the two-month-old baby. I mean, two-day-old baby, man. It ain't that fucking serious, man. It ain't nothing that goddamn serious when you kill a two-day-old baby. Your child. That's your fucking, excuse me, y'all. That's your child, man. That's just sick to the fucking core. I said it, man. I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't really subscribe to the death penalty. I don't. But in this situation, I make an exception. I make an exception because he admitted to it. This situation, the hell with wasting taxpayers' money, the hell with making taxpayers' money and leaving his ass on a death row for 20 years and all that old bullshit. Man, listen here. Line his ass up in a firing squad tomorrow. Line his ass up in the firing squad tomorrow. If you that heartless, you that low down, you that fucking dirty to do a two-day-old baby that way, man, that's something that you produce. Whether it was out of love, it couldn't have been out of love. It was out of lust. You killed your child. You killed that seed, a beautiful young girl, man, two-day-old, man. You throw her in the river, Mississippi goddamn river. Man, line his ass up, y'all. You know what I'm going to say? That's one of them times I don't have no sympathy or whatever the fucking white system, the justice system would do to his ass. I don't have no remorse. Send his ass to Iraq, Iran, let the Taliban, let them throw his ass, drop his ass off over there. Let them do what they will to his ass. When you do shit like that, man, you do shit like that. You shoot the mother in the head, kill her. You chose that, man. You chose when you laid down with her and you had that affair with her, if you were married, hey, man, you chose that, man. And you chose when you had unprotected sex with her, man. You chose that shit. You can't get mad now because she had got pregnant. You shouldn't have been out there messing with her. But then she have a baby. Come on, man. Listen, man. Y'all could have gave the baby up to, I don't know. I hate to even say adoption, but hell, it's better than, man, way better than killing her. Let some of your family members took care of the child or whatever, man. You just would have had to be, your wife just had to be mad. And because like they're saying now, if he were married, I mean, they say he were, but they're saying that he was separated. Hey, man, your wife just would have had to be fucking mad, man. And she know what you did anyway now. But now you finna go to jail for the rest of your goddamn life. What is it? I think he had been charged with 2 counts of murder and some other stuff. And that was the hurt of the city this week. That was the hurt of the city, man. With that situation, I don't know, man. I young brothers and sisters have lost their ever loving goddamn minds out here, man. They have lost their ever loving fucking minds out here. And I'm gonna tell y'all, man. And y'all young folks, y'all can get mad at me all y'all want to, man. But that I keep on saying, our young generation, we keep saying y'all lost, and we say this, man, and to try to get you on the right track. Ain't nobody being down on y'all. We saying this because you look in what's going on. It's our young generation, man, is below 30. These things are happening to y'all. A lot of this shit, man, they sprung out on these drugs. It's just bad. Look, they were young. They was in their 20s, man. Oh, she was older than him. She was 27. He was 25. He just turned 25. A 19-year-old brother the other day shot at a damn sheriff department. I'm going to get y'all in here, Carl. I see you. 19-year-old brother, 19, shot at a police the other day, the sheriff department. He going to jail for he can probably go for the rest of his goddamn life. He didn't he didn't kill the police, but he shot at them. They caught him. Now, he's going to probably go to jail for the rest of his life, attempted murder. I think they shot him with first-degree murder on the police officer. Even though he didn't hit him, but he attempted to shoot him. They just started shooting at the police. 19. There was another guy. We was on our way to work just last week, and there was a major car accident. You know, Brother Dave and I, the rabbi and I, y'all know how we are against drugs. Y'all know how we really adamant against this goddamn drug culture. Brother driving down the street, Dave, I didn't tell you this. When the brother driving down the street, a car broke down. A young lady had broke down early in the morning on the side of the road in a vehicle. This fool come down the street, brother, on the expressway, rolling under the influence of marijuana. Now, I know because he admitted to the police he had been smoking some marijuana. He had some other drugs and shit in the car, slammed into the car, man, and killed the lady who was broke down on site. It was a three-car pileup, three-car accident, but he killed that woman, man. He killed her. I saw the car, man. We was driving because we was at work. We saw the car, brother, split that goddamn car in half. Split the car in half. You know what? I mean, he ain't even hurt. She did. Split the fucking car in half, and they gave him under the influence. And that's what we told y'all, too. Y'all think ain't that wrong with marijuana. Hey, man, ain't no marijuana don't do nothing to you. Well, then we tell y'all on this fucking show, you can be charged with under the influence just like alcohol, and they charge him with being under the influence of marijuana because he said he had been smoking marijuana at the time that he killed the lady, slammed right into her and killed her. Now, I forgot what they charged him with. Now, what was that, vehicle homicide or something like that? Put them goddamn drugs down, y'all. Leave that shit alone. Because I tell you, you're under the influence. When you're not in your right, anything like that, man, I don't give you snow, cocaine, smoking crack, weed, shit like that. You're not, a lot of that shit, you're not under your own mindset. You're under the influence of somebody else, man, or something else. It's just sad with what we're seeing in our culture, in our, I ain't gonna call it a goddamn culture, in this society, in our communities, is happening amongst so-called black people, man. It's fucking ridiculous. And excuse me, y'all, for the harsh language, but this shit is, man. It is fucking ridiculous. Yesterday, when we was at work, it was cold and a mother sucker. It was raining and shit, cold, freezing rain. But anyway, one of the brothers, he had, because they're doing a lot of stealing cars here in this city, like Dodge Chargers, Lexus and shit, and they're stealing a lot of them. You know, they're using for crimes. They're, a lot of them are stealing people's cars, and they're going out doing carjackings and robbery and shit in people's cars. But anyway, a coworker in the broad daylight, y'all, he had just drove up in the garbage truck and he stopped and warmed his car up, and then he went to go park the garbage truck. And as the process of he's doing that and get ready to clock out, some guys pull up on the parking lot, I guess, because they seen his car running, and because the car was close to the street. They pull up, and a guy jumped in his damn car right there on a major parking lot. And then the crazy part, y'all, on the parking lot where we work at, because they had broken some cars up there earlier, they got police cameras up there on the parking lot. But, you know, I don't know if they caught shit. But anyway, he came out and he caught the guy in his damn vehicle. He caught the guy in his car. Now, if he had a gun on him, he said he just tried to, you know, lock the guy because he had a remote. And the guy didn't pull off. He tried to lock the car and then all this stuff where the guy couldn't get out. He was trying to lock him in and all of that. And the guy actually got away, though. He stole his wallet and things of this nature, credit cards that he had in the car. Because, you know, it was raining, he put the stuff in there. But anyway, if he would have had a gun, he could have went anyway. He could have shot the dude and killed him. Or the guy could have shot him. We were talking about that. We was like, man, because these dudes crazy, man. Because he said the guy who actually tried to get his car, he saw the gun on him. He said the young guy had a gun on him. But that's praise the Most High for him. He didn't get shot, and he didn't shoot the other guy either. So, you know, nobody got killed. But it's just the shit that's going down, man. These guys out here, man. But a lot of these situations like that don't happen in this city, man. They've been robbing folk, and people been getting shot in the process of them taking their vehicles. People have got, some guys been out there stealing people's cars and trying to steal them, and people have shot and killed them in the process of stealing. And these are young people. That's why I always keep telling my young brothers, y'all got to get this shit right. But when we talk about this, sometimes y'all think we're trying to beat down on y'all, man. See, that's why a lot of things we don't understand. Again, we used to talk about constructive criticism. Now it's like with this whole culture, when you try to correct the behavior, why you talking down to me, man? You talking down to me. Like was said last week when we this is this situation. Talk about when about the Republicans, and I ain't gonna get into politics tonight, but when the Republicans say something about like even when I'm just so Candace Owens, talk about the single parent households and things of this nature. They talking down on us. No, they talking trying to talk you to lift you up. It's telling you what's happening. Now, see, this is the whole thing with all this cancel culture and shit. You can't say nothing. Everything seems to be so fucking sensitive now. You can't talk to people and tell them, brothers and sisters, listen here, man. Let me pull your coattail, young brother. Let me holler at you, young man. Hey, man. X, Y, Z, brother. You're destroying yourself. You remember what you said, man? Let me pull your coattail. Let me holler at you, brother. Hey, man, old school. Hey, man, you know what? I appreciate you for telling me, man. Cause you know it used to be a time you usually can do that. You somebody do something or whatever, you usually can pull their coattail and they like, you know what, bro? Hey man, I appreciate you for looking out, bro. I ain't even know I was being a crash dummy like that. I was wilding out, bro. I appreciate that, bro. Cause see, when you're concerned about something, you tell somebody that where they're going wrong. Cause see, sometimes a person probably don't even understand. They probably don't even realize they're going down the wrong road. They don't probably even realize. And then, you know, but then when you try to tell them, hey, brother, that ain't the right thing to do, brother. Hey, man. Hey, brother, I've been there where you were. Hey, you're going down the wrong path, young brother. You know what, brother, old school? You know what? I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you for pulling my coat. Now, you can't do that to a motherfucker, man. I mean, you can't do that to nobody, man. You can't do it. Because people think, man, you talking down to them. But we look at our community and, what the fuck we supposed to do? Just let shit keep happening? We just let these people run wild and just blowing out here. Our young people keep murdering each other and killing two-day-old babies and stuff. This is the Black America we love. We talking about we're in Black History Month. This is the history. This is the history we want. This is the legacy that we want for the future generations to see. This is our fucking Black, like Kanye West said. And we're going to get into that. Black future. If this is our fucking future, if this is our future, I don't want this shit here. I don't want nothing to do with this motherfucker. Hey, Elon Musk, come pick me up. I got five on some gas. I'm ready to go to Mars with y'all, man. I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here, dog. Because this ain't the fucking future I want to be a part of. This ain't the fucking future I want to be a part of. If this is the Black culture or Black society that we got, that I got to fucking live in, me and my children, I got five on gas, Elon Musk. Holler at me, dog. Hey, we getting the fuck out of here. I got more than $5. I'm ready to go. I'm like what's the name? I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here. Because I don't want to be a part of this shit. I don't want to be a part of this shit. I don't want to be a part of it. It's a goddamn shame. It's a damn shame. But you can't say nothing. And you got Nick Rolls, and I'm going to say Nick Rolls, too. We try to tell stuff about our people and how they're going wrong. Well, you got to leave them alone and so-and-so. And the music is detrimental music we talked about. They just making money. Oh, it's okay to rap about murdering each other. Nobody else has music where they go around talking about, no other culture of people have music talking about going how they going to kill each other. I see this end in this field, I'm going to blast them, I'm going to do this. And y'all, have y'all been seeing all these rappers are getting murdered off lately? Have y'all been paying attention to that shit? Have y'all been paying attention? Y'all better watch this goddamn industry, because there's two young brothers. It just so happened they got signed to, I'm listening to the brother today, he was telling him on a radio show locally here how it was two rappers signed. It's been more than just them two, but just recently. As soon as they signed a record deal, well, one of them, as soon as he signed his record deal, he get murdered. Now, this has been happening a lot, y'all. So when they signed them record deal, because like you say, y'all know they said how, and I've seen this even on Twitter, that these record companies put these people on the insurance, life insurance and everything, and just so happen to get old It's somebody they probably, you know, damn, they don't even, he's a no-name. But they signed him to a record deal, and they probably put him under a million-something dollar goddamn life insurance. So, yeah, I'm going to give you a deal, man. I'm going to give you a record deal, brother. I'm going to give you a little deal. You know, I'm going to give you a deal for $1 million. But he got you under a million-something goddamn dollar life policy. You sign the damn deal, as soon as you walk out the goddamn door, just mysteriously, you get hit by a truck or somebody blow your ass off and kill you. Oops, your deal. The hell with your deal. We got paid. We got $1 million insurance. We got our $1 million insurance policy just got paid off. So like I said, they going to get money. They get money off our young brothers and sisters in the rap game, dead or alive, just like in the cowboy days, dead or alive. They're making money off of these brothers and sisters. But we don't see shit happening. We don't know what's going on. We don't see it. But we can't talk about that. Don't bring that up. Somebody. Leave that alone. You're not supposed to talk about black people like that. You're not supposed to bring out issues that's happening in the black community. You're talking down to black people. Go ahead and talk about something else. Lift us up. Just talk about black history. Keep on telling us the same stuff about black history. And I want to bring that up, some about that, about black history. Y'all come in when y'all want to, man. Justin, let me get y'all mics over. Whatever. Somebody with a hand was over y'all. Everybody mic go. Black history, man. I'm going to ask this question, too. And Dave, we're going to get in. We're supposed to get into that about, what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg, too, in the dealing with the Jews. But what'd you say, Brother Dave? Go ahead. I've been talking too much, man. I'm just pissed off about that baby, man.
Yeah, look, I am too, brother. And something I'm going to get into that when it comes time for this Black History Month. Okay, now when we go to Job, the 8th chapter, the 8th verse, let me get out that scripture. It says, because you just bitched something about Black history, about getting into Black history, and I'm going to tie this in with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes, sir. And everybody, mic's open. When y'all, if anybody got something, you know, because it is open panel. If y'all got a different something y'all want to bring to the table, man, y'all can bring whatever y'all want to the table. It ain't got to be, you know, nothing that I said or discussed because it's supposed to be open panel. Go ahead,
because you brought up that thing about Whoopi Goldberg, and I got something.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the rest of the brothers that's online. Everybody, mic's up. I'm just letting them know that, you know, because I told everybody it's open panel. If they got anything they want to present, you know, when they come through. But go ahead. You finish your thought, though, brother.
Here program with you. Don't hijack the show. Keep make it plain. All right, go ahead. Peace.
Job 8 and 8 says, "For I inquire, I prayed thee of the former age, and I prepared myself to search of their fathers." So when we're talking about the searching for our ancestry and who we are so-called, we are Hebrews. We ain't African. We ain't no damn Arabs. We ain't none of that shit. We ain't Greeks. We ain't Romans. We ain't no fucking Christians. We Hebrews. That's our race. That's our culture. That's who we are. Now, I'm gonna give you get another scripture. Okay, Jeremiah 14:2. Jeremiah 14:2 says, "In Judah mourning, and the gates thereof languish. They are blackened to the ground, and a cry of Jerusalem is gone up." Now the real Jews are black. We are the real Hebrews. We are Hebrews. Now, something I want to get into about this Whoopi Goldberg thing, and I'm going to tie it into Black History Month. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, she's been a coon in the past. But something I want y'all to get into. Whoopi Goldberg awoke. even though she's a celebrity, she always said she was a Hebrew.
Hold on, what'd you say, Dave? She said she what?
A Hebrew. She's always said, matter of fact, her real name ain't Goldberg. She changed it to Goldberg because she said she's a Jew.
Yep, I saw that earlier. Yeah.
And so, you know, we had these, you know, white Jewish people who are mad at Whoopi. She lost all her jobs, showed up there crying, you know, crying and all. And, okay, when we getting into Psalm 73 and 12, it says, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper the world, they increase in riches. Now, when we're dealing with, you know, the Whoopi Goldberg situation, and we're dealing with Black History Month, we're dealing with, you know, being Jews and Hebrews, one thing that I will tell you all, when it comes time for the money situation, Ecclesiastes 7 and 7 says, surely oppression makes the wise man mad, but a gift will destroy the heart. Now, I don't know if y'all noticed this shit or not, but when you're looking at a lot of these so-called woke celebrities, we had, you know, like Nick Cannon. He's another one. I noticed that when it comes time for money, they don't got shit. They turn their back on the low income Black community. But when it comes time for you know, make all these business deals, and you know, they say Nick Cannon lost his show Wildin' Out because he said some shit also about the Jewish community. Now, one thing that you will see, these same people that, you know, are mad at a lot of these brothers and sisters, they're the ones who financed their career. When you're looking at the Jimmy Iovines, you're looking at the Goldbergs, the Fox News, CBS, when it comes time for Black people to pull power moves, they want to shut them down. Now, something I want you all look at. Whoopi Goldberg had just got her a distribution deal. Whoopi Goldberg got all the rights to all her movies.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she got the catalog. Now, some of y'all, you know, y'all ain't, y'all, you know, y'all probably ain't know this, but she just got the rights and all the, you know, catalog to all her movies, Sister Act, Sister N.O., and Jumpin' Jack Flash, and all those movies she was in. Now, all of you all know this, but when Black folks start to make these business deals where they are getting the upper hand in the shit that they was in, that's when these motherfuckers got an issue with you. Same thing with Nick Cannon. Cannon was walking around, you know, Big Mama turban on, looking like that with that old lady shit on his head, you know. But when you looking at it, Nick Cannon had got had got half of Nickelodeon. He ain't got half of Viacom. He had gotten credits for all his Wild 'N Out shows. So, have y'all, if y'all really want to know why they get on some of these black folks who get awoke and start getting their money, it's because we are no longer standing out there shouting this shit. Well, we are starting to live this shit. We are starting to get our economical foothold. So I just want to throw that out there. That's why they really are mad at Goldberg. And that's the reason why Nick Cannon was, you know, even blackballed at one point in Hollywood. Because they started living this life financially.
Hey, but Dave, now take us out. Now, and I'm going to let the brother come in. Here's the part where they coming out to her at. Because she said that it wasn't a race thing. Why, you know, y'all know the thing. See, that it wasn't a race by races. It wasn't about races, about a race. And basically, because I was listening to Justice, the Word. You know that station, The Word Justice in Philadelphia? I was listening to that one today. And somebody had said, I'm trying to look, make sure I looked it up. I know you correct my name, Mark. I'm trying to look it up, make sure I can see it, give my, make sure I say their name right. Yeah, and The Word. But I know they asked somebody on that. Yes, Word, WURD 900 AM. I think that's in Philadelphia, but Justin, he'll straighten me out on that if I say that wrong. But I think that's what they said. But anyway, they were saying they had somebody on there. Sister was saying today, she was like, well, they said they bagged, the sisters are bagging whooped in what she said. I'm not saying, you know, I'm taking up what the Jews in no way or another, but I'm just trying to say, be throwing out some information. But they said they bagged her because she was saying, well, Jew is not a, basically not a race. It's a, they said it was a religion. That's what the lady on the thing was saying. And most of them, you know, they Christians. I'm like, well, y'all need to study, y'all Christians, y'all need to study the motherfucking history, especially your biblical history. Y'all don't have no motherfucking understanding. Now, even though we know a lot of them are converts, you have to understand, like, and she mentioned, Dave, she even said, well, like, I'm a Baptist. That's not a nationality or a race. That's true. See, that's the difference. Christian, you say you're a Christian. There's no nation called Christian on this planet. Now, that's why they have to understand the word Jew or where that even come from. Now, like Dave was saying now, a lot of us, we're saying we're Israelites because, you know, coming from the nation of Israel. Not, and we know that's a long thing. We're not going to get into the whole Bible thing. But when she was saying that's why I tell y'all, I got to say it like this. Maybe I make it clear like this. Because most of the people in the conscious community don't even understand it. They say, well, you know, man, that's a religion, so and so. No. Even with the Kemetic brothers, I got to say this, even with the Kemetic brothers, even though you might say that you are from Kemet or you are from Egypt or whatever, but still, again, that was a spiritual practice that went along with what you believe in, right? Because Kemet had a spiritual tradition. They, like, if I can't say Kemet was a religion or the Kemetic. Now, that's why the brothers, they don't want to say this, but there's a lot of Kemetic scholars. I got books, and they say that the Kemetic religion or Egyptian religion or whatnot. But most of these people in the country community, they not being authentic. They ain't going to say that shit. We don't deal with religion, but, you know, you listen to some real scholars outside of these knuckleheads, they're going to say something different. But anyway, you have a culture, and Israelites or whatnot, just because you see it in the Bible, there was a culture, there was a nation of people who had a spiritual tradition. So you have to know how to distinguish the nation or the a real tribal people from their spiritual tradition. And this is the situation. So even when the lady on the Word said that it's not a religion, I mean, it's a there's a Jew is not a And I'm not trying to take up for him, but she got to bear me more clarity. And see, this is how a lot of people get their goddamn foot caught in their mouth and they get their ass thrown out. So even with that, and she was saying, because even the white folk, they didn't look at themselves as the same. And this is where a lot of black people get caught up. We always trying to put each other in the same pot. The Egyptians didn't look at as the Nubians as the fucking same as them. And this is the part. We look at, like, saying, because just because we black, we all look at and think we all the same fucking people. Even all these tribes, they didn't look at themselves as the same. So even with European, you might see a European or whatnot, they don't look at each other as the same. We might say, well, they all the fucking same. Well, you better talk to them and ask them, are they the motherfucking same? Because Hitler didn't recognize them as the same. He exterminated them for some other reasons. And it was because, like, you go back to the Jew, take you back to a tribe called Yehuda. Now, what y'all might call Judah. But, and when saying that, even today, they're living in a land where it used to be called Judah, but they just call it Israel today. And it's a whole deep situation to that. And that's why they really got on her ass, because she's trying to say it was not about a race. It was not about racism or whatnot. It was about, you know, it was just a human-on-human thing. And this is why they kind of got on her ass. But one thing I'm going to say right fast about this situation with that, about the Jews, and I'm going to tell y'all, and I had to really just look at this, and I'm going to say why I respect, and I know it's kind of hard, I ain't selling out y'all, whether y'all going to say coonly. But here's one thing I will say. I say I respect them for this. Ain't nobody finna say shit about them without them getting on your ass. See, that's why I say, you say something about them, whether it's true or not, with like what Nick Cannon and them might say, that, hey, man, the black people are the true Israelites or the true Jews. They can be true. But one thing about, you say something about them, they going to come at your ass. Think about a lot of us. You can do what the fuck you want to us, and, man, it's really like ain't no repercussions. But on another level, really, it can't be no, because, number one, they have an identity, though. Even though it might have been a converted identity, but they have an identity they can use to say, well, hey, man, well, we are the Jews. So they have something to back. Hey, you can't, hey, you can't be talking about us now because they grabbed an identity. So what identity, even if we had to speak up and somebody said something else, what identity are we defending in the first place? So because most of us said, well, we the Aboriginals, we the Moors, we the Hebrews, we the Nation of Islam, we the so-and-so. So you would have to basically damn near offend, whether it was the Nation of Islam, whether it was the Moors. You just say, well, black people, the shit, that's a general term. Who are you really talking to? Because you, like I say, all Europeans, you can say something like, well, you crazy-ass Europeans and so-and-so, so-and-so. Ain't nobody probably going to say nothing, but you deliberately come at them Jews, say them so-called Jews, they coming after your ass. They don't give a fuck about you saying something about the other people trying to think of another nationality. The Irish, well, fuck it, we ain't Irish. Let them talk about the fucking Irish. Let them call, you know, they call them what they want to. We ain't fucking Irish. We Jews. See, that's the thing about it. So if they stand up, whether it's, you know, we agree if that's what they really are or not, but they ain't going to let you come out of them and fuck with them on their shit. And that's how we really got the goddamn. Come at these motherfuckers, man. Make them pay for that shit, man. But that's what she got in trouble for, really saying it wasn't about race, and they really, you know, considered themselves a race. But who was it, brother? I'm gonna slow my mind down.
Yeah,
brother,
get it
Hotep,
right.
Brother Hotep. Hey, Hotep, you know what I was thinking about? I listened to the show. I'm gonna say this to you. I listened to the show. Listened to the show. Yeah, I said, you know what? I be calling him to Hootie. I said, it's a reason why maybe I'm calling him Tahuti. It's not to be offensive trying to call his name wrong, but maybe, I said, because he kind of sounds like the brother got a little wisdom to him. And Tahuti was the scribe. You know, he was the one who was a wise one. He was a scribe. So I was looking at him, maybe that may be why I'm saying it, because it's a good
characteristic. I like the twist on that. Okay, we good.
Yeah, so it wasn't nothing intentionally, but it was just, I don't know why Tahuti, I don't know why I kept saying Tahuti. I don't know why I get that. But
yeah,
maybe that's
a good
characteristic
now
for you.
Hotep Tahuti,
there you go.
Calling in.
There you go. See, there you go. I help you out. Hotel.
Well, you know. Hey, hotel, peace, brother, yeah. And Chief Rabbi. And, sorry.
Hey, brother.
I'm gonna jump right back off. I just wanted to refer y'all that the name Tahuti actually translates into justice. So I don't know if you want to still ride with that, but that's really my name, Tahuti. Tahuti Justice.
Oh,
that's really what that's what that translates to.
But he don't call himself Tahuti.
I certainly don't.
So that don't
that don't
count.
Okay.
That don't count.
All right, I'm back out. Go ahead, y'all.
I just messed with you, just.
Hey, and good to hear from you all, by the way. I had a lot going on, just catching up. The Anglo-Jewish converts have so much power, but yet you can't even critique them without them reacting. And it's very alarming because they have captured genocide, Holocaust, human rights. I mean, every little category, they're already running the medical industry, basically. The diamond districts and industry, education. I mean, what else do they want? You can't even critique them. And I think this is a part of the reason why, unfortunately, Hitler got very postal and you know, went gung-ho on them. Because if you are so powerful that you exclude people from even critiques, going to be a rising up against you, especially if you claim to be the chosen people when you're not, because a group of black people from Africa were the original Hebrew Israelites. The J added to Jew and Jerusalem and all that was a slick way to actually hijack our entire culture. It wasn't done by a Jew, by the way, unless he was funded by them. It was done by a white Christian guy in one version of the Bible. So, yeah, I'm very suspicious of people that organizations, groups, cultures that you can't even critique who went through the Holocaust more than black people. I mean, you know, it's like, come on, y'all. It's crazy. I think with the crime.
Brother Holt here. Let me ask you this right fast. Now, you ever heard the term, don't bite the hand that feeds you?
Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, you know, all of these, because you look at all of these, like you said, they own Hollywood. They own all of this stuff. So it's like, don't bite, Negro, don't you bite the hand that feeds you. Because you even look at the civil rights movement. Who was that started by? Them. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King. Who bagged him? The Jews. So it's like, you, Negro, don't you know we the one funding you? Don't you? You better open your goddamn mouth to talk about it. It's like going on any job and talking against the supervisor or the owner. He gonna punish your ass. I'm paying you this goddamn money. You trying to talk about me? That same thing going on with them. But anyway, even with Hitler, didn't they say Hitler was a Jew? You ever heard that before? Hitler was so-called an Austrian Jew himself, the same as George Soros. Have you ever heard that?
Not about
I've
Hitler.
I've heard that.
Oh, okay.
I heard Gaddafi was a Jew, too.
Well, his mother, you're right, Hitler's mama was a Jew, so-called Jew. But look, they said Hitler was from Austria. He was really from Austria. He really wasn't a German. He was, what they said, German. He was from Austria. And he's the same place. That's funny. Now, George Soros is from there, too. And he's a liberal Jew. It's funny, ain't it? See, almost, even Black Lives Matter, them. We talk about, again, don't bite the hand that feeds you. They the ones, George Soros, them, fund the Black Lives Matter movement. They got their hand in all of this shit. All of these big movements that we see that's going around, that's under the name of Black Lives and whatnot, are funded by Jews. That's why, it's funny that the Farrakhan them, I had never read the book, but it's funny how Farrakhan them got this book, The Secret, and it's one of the secret relationship between black and Jews. There surely is a secret relationship. It surely is. They always been behind a lot of shit that we think is basically organized and started by blacks, but it's a lot of the, and I'm going to have to say liberal Jews who's behind a lot of this shit, these movements that have been pushed out there. Yeah, so just something to check out.
funding of a movement doesn't necessarily mean that the movement itself is invalid. In our communities, sometimes our drug dealers funded a lot of community programs and basketball teams. It doesn't mean that the basketball team was on the street, you know, slinging rocks. Sometimes you take your funding from where you can get it. I think in the case of the white Anglo-converted so-called Jews, they're close to us because we're the original, well, some of us, not all, but generally we're the original people. So you would want to keep an eye on the original people so you can, in some cases, help them to get some kind of accolades, but at the same time, you're the real benefactor. If things start to go left, you just shut it down and stop the funding. So I'm pretty suspicious of their movement, but there are individual so-called Anglo-Jews who are actually with us, but they tend not to be the ones that have the big money. They're the, you know, regular working class, a few of those types of Jews. In fact, there are some who call themselves Zionists who actually are against Israel because they have said that Israel is not supposed to exist until the Messiah comes back. Therefore, they're fighting it. So, you know, we can find allies everywhere, but overall, the Jewish community is not for us. Well, the Anglo-Jewish community. Thanks.
But they show started a hell of a lot of your information. But like I said, that's why I said, again, if they fund you, they can control you. It's like sponsorship. Like if somebody wants to start sponsoring Culture Freedom and we get to talking about certain situations, like say the jab, for instance. Hey, man, ho, y'all got to tone that down. Don't say nothing about the jab. Y'all can talk about any goddamn thing here. If you talk about that jab, we're going to cut funding from y'all ass. So if they can get hey, funded, they can... go ahead, Dave.
I'm glad because, you know, I'm glad you're expounding on that point that I made about Ecclesiastes 7 and 7, which is going into what you're going into. Because I even notice a lot of Arabs fund a lot of these black organizations too, especially some of these Hebrew organizations. Mm-hmm. Not just white Jewish people, but the Arabs and Middle Easterners do too. And trust
yep.
me, I know that for a fact. Hell, there was times I would talk shit by a lot of Middle Easterners, and they would, a lot of brothers, hey, brother, don't talk like that, brother. But I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you even got Latino drug cartels that fund a lot of these black organizations too. That's why they do all that black and brown shit.
Damn. And Dave, you notice like what you said, you know they'll talk about even when in the conscious community, they'll talk about everybody else, but they ain't gonna holler fuck with them goddamn don't nobody holler mess with Islam.
Them Arabs are them damn Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And them Arabs, and you know what? In the Latinos, every time I would look, let me tell you something, Ariane. Every time I would talk about the Latinos and the Arabs and all Middle Easterners, I would get shut the fuck down in some of these groups. I would. I had a brother, when I started talking about the damn, about the Arabs and, you know, how they fund a lot of these black organizations. Hey, brother, we can't have you talking like that. This is brother. What the fuck you mean by that? I would talk shit about how the Latinos ain't Hebrews, how they ain't black. Brother, you gotta calm that shit down, bro. What the fuck you mean by that? Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you something. I'm a living witness. First-hand witness to being an organization when talking shit about some of these Arabs and Spanish folks and being tossed to the side of the organization, being told I can't speak. Like, I was the only brother that went against the 12-tribe chart.
Mm.
I'm the only brother that would talk shit about Arabs. And guess what? When I would, I would get shut the fuck down, too. So, yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
Yeah, but like I said, but, you know, even with Whoop the Girl, they were talking about, man, she need to drop her name, Goldberg. But like you said, Dave, she had said that, like he was mentioning right fast, though, but she said she do have Jewish bloodline or whatnot. She did mention it. Oh, fuck. Hello? Everybody there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah,
I shit something down. Okay, my bad. Hell, I had closed my goddamn switchboard down. Damn, I cut out the goddamn whole browser. I'm like, damn, everybody gone. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no problem. But yeah. Y'all gonna hear. But Justice, I want to throw out something there, man. We talking about, say something about Black History right fast. And I know you come in. Hey, do y'all think that the Black History book need to be revised? And let me say why I said need to be revised, because a lot of stuff what we're talking about, and even Brother Hotel said something that the real Black Israelites, or what they said, Jews, were actually Black. Now, we know the history book that we have today. So do we need to have the history books revised? Because there's a lot of brothers and sisters in different communities. Like, you know, you got brothers and saying they did research. They say they have the fact that we were the Aboriginal. We were the first people already over here and this and that and another. But we don't read that in the books that we have. Then you got people, brothers, who said that we were the Moors. And they say they have the facts. Like I said, you got brothers and sisters that we are the Israelites. And we have a plight that show how we came from West Africa over here and established societies over here and so forth. So do we think that the Black or so-called history books in America, African-American history books, they said, need to be revised and need to maybe include a lot of those things in the books?
Well,
now,
it's going to be a reason.
Definitely, because... Well, see, we weren't all the Jews, Hebrews, we weren't all the Moors, but we are subsets of all of those groups. So some of us were Moors under Islam. Some of us were strictly Moors under the concept of Black Africans that went into the peninsula and took over along with Moors. Some of us were Hebrew Israelites. Some of us were Kemetic. And even in Kemet, not everyone worshipped and killed cats. Some smaller groups, just like here on this phone, we could call ourselves Black, but we have some different beliefs in some ways. It was the same in Kemet. It was the same in Nubia. But what the world got to know was what the pharaohs and kings said. Just like if Trump says something in the history books, okay, that's what America was thinking. And many of us like, nah, we weren't thinking that. So, yeah, we were Moors, we were the Hebrews, but it's not individually me that I can say, yes, I can trace my lineage to Kemet. Or, no, I can't. I can just say we as a people, you know, we'll get to the promised land, but not all of us are the same tribe. But, yeah, edit some of the books. And so many people write books, but they have only a Moorish perspective. So they take that. Or they have a Nation of Islam perspective. So that's the twist. Or they have a Black Christian. Or they have a 5%er. When they should respect all of it and say, look, I represent 5%, but my brothers and sisters that are Hebrew Israelites, that's one area. My brothers and sisters that are Kemet, that's another. And even in Kemet, it's split up. We have never been monolithic. It's just we're marketed as such. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I agree.
Now, I will tell you this. When it comes out to a lot of these Black history books, you know how I am. I'm going to say what's on my damn mind. When it comes time for, and you know, hell, you know, I ain't been in school in years. But when I was, you know, studying and you know, and I'm going to tell you, in school systems, they don't have, like, back when we all went to school, they don't have textbooks no more. They all have all that shit on the computer. Now, you know, I knew this one young guy. he allowed me to look at his, because, you know, in schools, they have laptops where they text is on. And so I looked at brother, you know, history textbook. And I'm going to tell you something. When it comes time for black people, they got us, you know, right next to other people. And I'm going to tell you something. I found that fucking strange. I was like, well, why is it, you know, so when, even when we do talk about black people, they got it like black and brown. So when we talk about black history, what, you know, we don't have no history, Black History Month no more. Hell, every time everybody I see on TV, oh, yeah, the black and brown community. I'm like this. I stopped celebrating Black History a long time ago because I saw this shit. Yeah, you know, just to see, oh, black and brown. Man, fuck them brown motherfuckers. If you don't want to be no damn nigga, then get the fuck out. Tired of that shit. And so this is something that I stopped doing the Black History Month thing long time ago because I would see this. They were always like, if you look at some of these damn, just if y'all get a chance, go to a library or something. If y'all got some damn sons that's in high school, middle school, ask them, or if you know, got some nephews that's in high school, middle school, ask them to look at their history books. Because I'm going to tell you something. When it comes out for fucking black history, they whitewashed black history so fucking much. You know, even with the LGBT community, they got the motherfucking Martin Luther King March for Gay Rights. The fuck did he do that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, R.E.I., they got they got your one of your favorite historians. I sent you a pick of him, wasn't he? James Baldwin.
James, he gonna be mine. Goddamn. <man.
laughs> You know we were talking about him on one of the shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm fucking with Maury Arriai. He can't stand James Baldwin.
I can't stand listening to that man.
That look, I would tell you something. If you look at some of these black history, these textbooks, they got the LGBT, black and LGBT, black and brown. So I don't even think it's black history no more. It ain't been black history for a long fucking time. You know, and I don't care. I'm going to tell you something. I've been in Hebrew camps. I'd have been in the Islam. I'd have been in some of these black power organizations. And I'm going to tell you some, ain't no more blackness no more. If you look at back in the day, we had Professor X and the Overseer. I don't know if you can find that song, Aria, but that song, years later than that. Step to the black hand side. You remember that song?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Excellent. You remember Curtis Mayfield had black empowerment music. You know, he had that song, The Makings of You. You know, we had Donny Hathaway made black power uplifting song. James Brown, I'm black and I'm proud. You know, we had Jesse Johnson, one of my favorite artists. Hell, for all you Prince fans out there, fuck y'all. I rock with Jesse Johnson. I'm pro Jesse Johnson. Okay, he's one of my favorite artists. this whole wide world. Out of all these new guards, Jesse Johnson is the best number one in the world. Now, Jesse Johnson, back in the 80s, everybody was, you know, wearing Jerry curls and the perm. And, you know, Jesse Johnson had him a curl. But, here, I had a curl, too. But Jesse Johnson had that song, Being Black in America. I don't know if you can find that song and play it later on. Being Black in America, it's so hard to be. People think that I'm just a crazy fool for believing in dreams. So we have brothers like Jesse Johnson who made song Being Black in America. We had what you call it, even though I know KRS-One, you know, he's, you know, we know him in African Bambaataa, and the shit is going on right now. It has been going on for the last couple of years. Even though, you know, I know he's full of shit. There was a time when even KRS-One, he had that group, Boogie Down Productions, that song, Self-Destruction, Head for Self-Destruction, you know, and he, you know, we would hear rappers that would rap pro-black. I don't see that no more. Hell, even with that one song KRS-One had called Oh Yeah. Yeah, so Oh Yeah, but you see, when you say the devil down, Oh Yeah, they say when you take the devil's crown, Oh Yeah, stay alive, all things will change around, Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you remember KRS-One, he was talking black power shit on that song. I love that damn song. What you say when you take the devil's crown? Stay alive, all things will change around. Man, you hear brothers at one point, all the black rappers would talk, you know, this shit in the music. Shit, we don't see that. And so, Aria, I'm going to tell you something. You said we need to, you asked, should we revive black history books? Ain't no damn black history. And I stopped, I'm going to tell you something. Even though I know some of y'all might say David Coon, man.
I can't say there ain't no history, brother. That history is there. You said history.
We know we got the history.
That's what I'm saying. We got to revise the history again. Revise the history, because I'm saying, here's what I'm saying, because we have learned so much more about our past, because the history is your past, not your future, but your past. We have learned a lot more of our history than what have been told to us. That's why I'm saying, so do they need to be revised? Because I have a history, African history book, but to say that we don't have a history, that's the problem. It's like, we have a history, and it needs to be told, but in a proper way. That's why we say, brother, we need to stop listening to what they tell us about our history. And that's why so many of our scholars and whatnot have dug in and did their own research and found our history and not let nobody else tell our history. And that's why I'm saying that history books need to be revised, because we have studied awakening now, finding more of ourselves and our different cultures and backgrounds. And it need to be brought out and need to be told more than what we have been had in the past. But to say we don't need to teach, and that's the problem now with a lot of our youth, don't give a fuck about the history. And this is why, you know, certain things, you know, in certain ways are happening, because they don't care anymore. And so that's why they can rewrite the books, and, you know, and like you're saying, Brother Tyre, tell you about Dr. King, if we allow it to happen. Just say it like that, brother, we don't keep on teaching the proper history. Like you're saying, our youth, like my granddaughter, she's 3 years old, and she just turned 3. If we don't teach this history to her, she will come up and she might hear about Dr. King. Like you said, they would tell her that Dr. King marched on Washington, that speech marched on Washington was fighting against LGBT rights. If we don't teach her the proper history, because that's the history book is going to say later on in life, if we allow it, that's key. So we have to keep teaching the history, brother, to our children and give them the proper understanding. So just to say, man, ain't no hit dog, brother. I never say that because each whatever you did yesterday, brother, is history. That's history. You might not wrote that shit down, but, you know, the CIA and FBI, them, right? They got what the hell we don't did a lot of shit, especially if you did shit on the Internet. That's history. They got it. Notate it. But to say we don't have right now, we might not be going in a proper path right now in the right way of history. That's why I've heard this saying, people say, you want to be on the right side of history. That's what we hit, brother. That's what we hit right now. We need to get on the right side of history instead of the wrong side. So you read about what's going on in 2020, 21. They want to read a positive history, not the murdering and the killing, you know, that we have been seeing. So, yeah, it need to be revised. Because, brother, like what you're saying, like back then, brother, when nobody talking about you know Israelite, you know Hebrew. I got a history book right here I'm looking at. That ain't in there, bro. That's not in there. That's why I was saying, like, even what you mentioned, it got Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, in the back of the book. But ain't nothing in there talking about you know Israelite, brother. You know, you the true Jew. That's not in this book. And not I might mention more briefly. That's what I'm saying. Maybe these things need to be revised because, and I say that even when we do that, maybe like the Moorish brothers, they said that we try to get this book and put a book together, right? There need to be a council of them, you know, get together and like, okay, we got this document, man. We need to put this in this book. Like Tariq, what's his name, Nasheed, do when he get ready to do a document, they get the different people. Okay, man, we got to get this stuff right. This got to go in this book. Let's make sure we put the proper history in there, the proper research now. They got to go back and verify this. They get together with their little council. Then you got the Hebrews get together and whoever else, man, all these different get together and make sure the Aboriginals and make sure this stuff is historically because it's got to be. We ain't just throwing no bullshit in there now. You know, just to say this the history book, no, it's going to have to be factual. So, yeah, no, brother, we got to do this the right way, man. You know, the history is there. Whether we like it or not, what happened, brother, is history, man. Everybody else going to tell their history, brother. We got to have the shit right, man, for our children, brother.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Now, I haven't commented much yet. I want to say something about
it. Go ahead. You've been quiet for a minute.
Okay. There was a lot of things I wanted to comment on because somebody hijacked the show again. No, I'm just playing. All right. So, huh? All right, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Now, when it comes down to the history, that it's going to be a grand rude awakening if the history was ever told truthfully and honestly and correct. So for me to say that is to just remind everybody that history is his story, and his story has been thoroughly whitewashed. He whitewashed our history to the utmost. There are books containing that Black people are and were the Hebrew Israelites or Hebrews and whatnot. There are books containing that we were the Moors and are the Moors. There are books that show you every aspect of the world's how we have We are everything that has been described and been taken from us, so our identities have been completely swiped. Okay, so our history has been stolen from us. It's been whitewashed. It's been told completely wrong. And so for you to straighten it out, it's going to take a whole lot to do that, because in this white system, they're not going to allow for the masses to know that black people are indigenous to the world, and before white people took power, that we had already had established everything that we were doing prior to them taking over and just, you know, riding on what we were already doing. We have been already mastering the world forever. So they stole that knowledge away from the world by not allowing us to see things in reality. We have to see things through their white eyes or white vision, their hollow thinking. Anything they say, we got to say, so, or we got to accept. So if they see a black person, they're going to turn this around and say, you're colored. That sounds insane to me, to call somebody colored. That drives me up the wall. Like, how in the hell are you going to call me a name like that? And I'm supposed to accept it, embrace it, and there are those who did. And if you found out that you call them something other than colored, they would be offended, because that's how thorough the brainwashing is. So anything that goddamn devil tells us or says, we have to go with his logic, which is completely flawed. We got to embrace his thinking and the way they think. And it's always awful for us, because we got to denounce and renounce our logic and our thinking, and you just have to accept a white mind. So now everybody's got the white brain, the white mind, and you can't think black ever. You never had an original thought in your head because of this problem. So, you know, we have ran this whole world. The world's been in existence up until the time where these people figured out a way to trick us out of it. Out of all the nations we ran, everywhere, they somehow came up with a master plan and pulled a fast one on everybody, because they stole our whole identities everywhere we were, in every country. They took our identity, whitewashed the daggone, the illustration of the magnificent painting or drawing that someone did to present that this was an African or African descent or this type of genoid, I say, you know, this type of a person who is everywhere. These people are everywhere. They run and they rule. They have harmony. They trade with each other. All these fine, fancy clothes and fine jewels, they have gold, they have everything. They got family crests to every Western and Eastern European country that you can find, including Russia. Anywhere you go, the black man and woman have a family crest to that nation. You would never, ever throw away your last name, because you don't realize that that last name comes from where you really came from. It didn't come from Africa, nor you ain't hardly came from no Africa. Not straight from Africa anyway. You might have came from Africa 1,000 years ago, but you ain't came from no Africa no 400 years ago. You came from England. You came from over from France. You rode along over going from Scotland over into England and came from Ireland into England and Denmark and Finland into England just to get a better life for yourself. And then they kicked you out because you were polluting it, and they just make an indentured servitude system. And then established colonies as they were exploring over there. They loved to explore. They were the sea people, the people of England, black people, King James, all these people even before him were all black. Uh, great explorers and whatnot. They set up colonies here in the Americas, had 9 colonies before the devils took over and put up 3 or 4 more. They established 9 colonies before the white man took over. They started the indentured servitude system long time ago, black people. So you want to tell the history correctly, it's going to be painful for a whole lot of people. Painful, because you're going to tell the truth. I ain't going to go with the whitewash and the goddamn lies you got to go with every day of your life. The whole history of this world is a lie under these people. There's no truth in it.
Just let me ask you a question right there, something you said before we get too far. Did you say they don't want, they are trying to stop us and they don't want us to know the history?
Absolutely not.
So they trying to stop us by any means necessary, Brother Malcolm would say, from
absolutely. They spend billions of dollars to make a year to make sure you never come to grips with the truth. On bogusness, on creating mythology.
Okay.
So the mythology is going to take you away from what the truth is.
Yeah, because here's what I'm having a problem with now is that, I don't know, it's kind of, I'm just trying to figure this one out. It's kind of strange and baffling my mind when you said that. Now, maybe I'm missing something here. You heard of a brother, Tariq Nasheed. I know you heard of him. And I don't know if you ever watched Hidden Colors and some of those documentaries.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, how did they get out? How did white man allow that to get out? We got brother Joyce Jim James and wrote a book, Stolen Legacy. We got numerous of, I'm just trying to wonder how did these books, and even what you was saying about history, how did you even find that out if there's such a concentrated effort for the white, so-called white man stopping us from learning our history? Because, you know, Dr. Ben and our good brother John Henry Clark, may the peace and blessings be upon both of those great brothers' soul, and our brother, what's his name, Renoko Rashidi, peace and blessings be upon him. That, I mean, it's just the name goes on and on. So many brothers and sisters have been teaching us our history that we didn't learn in school. And there's books that's still in circulation that I can buy on a European site, Amazon. And I'm just trying to figure out how in the hell is I can get a hold of those books. But the white man is so content. He's so much diametrically opposed from us getting his history. But damn, we finding it. And on YouTube, I mean, YouTube ain't cut us off. We know YouTube ain't black. Black folks ain't bought YouTube in it. Now, Bob Johnson didn't buy YouTube, did he? I mean, I don't know, y'all. Maybe he bought YouTube, because there's plenty of people teaching history all over YouTube. I'm just trying to figure out where the European at that's stopping us from learning our history. That's what I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
It would be those institutions of those ones who have the what they call the authority to say this or that about history, or to say that this is validated or something or not, whether, you know, something looks or is far older than what they may have determined it is, then if it goes past their determinate date, then it goes away from what their narrative is. So now they won't accept the truth and say that that information is unfounded, or, you know, like not been validated or something like that. So they still have the authority here to say whether or not something or another is official. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay. So we need his validation to say this is true. So Jim James.
No, that's what, not we. That's what they do. Because they have that.
I'm just saying, what you said.
Like the Texas plate.
I understand it. But you made a statement that the Europeans are stopping us from doing, you know, teaching our history. So if with Dr. Ben, George Jim, and all these people we name, our good brother Anthony Browder, may the peace and blessings be. He ain't dead though, but peace to our brother Hotep to him as well. So if they don't validate it, it's not authentic. So despite what all,
no, I'm saying that those white systems, man, you know the ones.
But
that,
I'm trying to find out that they're trying to stop it. But when I can go buy, I can go to a black bookstore right now and buy all of this history. I mean, that shouldn't be. If
well,
we,
and you
I'm
should, and there shouldn't nothing stop you.
Right fast. I'm trying to be technical right fast. Is that when we okay. say they make these statements that I shouldn't be able to find, because, you know, like I said, we said the Jews in control, the white man in control. I shouldn't be able to find no history, point blank, period, of none of this stuff that we even having conversations on about black people did this, the original people of Europe, you know,
well,
like. No, I shouldn't
make that necessary, though, like, for them to just stop people from reading it.
Look,
we have
it's like
books.
This.
We have a man named Dr.
Sorry.
Souza, a book called Blacked Out by Whitewash. If you all get the chance, get it. It's an expensive book,
check
50
it.
Bucks, but
check
it's
this
all
one out.
Blacked Out by Whitewash. But they don't have to stop the books. They just have to stop people from reading the books. So
and
knowledge exists, but I can tell you how they block some of us on YouTube. They take down our views. They don't provide the grants for our types of books. So, no, it isn't that there aren't any books out there.
I mean,
people are brainwashed not to read them.
That's a black bookstore in Milwaukee. I can go get by all the black historical books there. I don't need it. I don't have to go to Barnes & Noble. And I'm going to just say this. I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to tell you, if y'all want to say that people who are stopping us from teaching this history, when I see videos, most of those videos I see, I don't see white people debating us teaching history. Whether you say you a Moor, whether you say you, I don't know, Israelite, whether you say you five percenter or God of Earth, you know who the people I see
Rasta.
Debating if you, you know who, Rasta, yeah. You know who the people I see, if you commit it, you know who the people I see debating if you said those type of things? Another black brother will be doing a video or a sister doing a video going against you disputing because you said you was an Aboriginal. You said you from Kemet. You said you were an Israelite. I didn't see no white people debating and shit talking about that you not from here. You not from there. It's why none of them show is predicated upon banging on goddamn Israelites.
It happens all the time. White people attack. Read the comments on YouTube, on Facebook. I went through it today. So that's not exclusively it. Yeah, white folks always banging on our people.
Well, show me what. I'm gonna leave it alone. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah.
That's that liberal.
Hey, let me just finish saying this real quick about the 16-19.
I'm telling y'all about.
Go ahead, Sonny.
I mean, that was saying, see, that's that victim mentality shit. When you say that they are stopping us, brother, there shouldn't be no freaking way we should know none of this shit. Because if you go back in slavery, they denied you from reading. You couldn't read, brother. You get your
they
ass.
They stopping you by whitewashing it. That's how they're stopping you. They whitewashed it.
Go ahead with
that. That's how they stopped you. Okay.
Go ahead.
It ain't that the history ain't there. They just made it theirs.
Okay. Well,
Let me finish this one real quick, and I'm gonna back down. Let me say this, so I'm gonna back down. Now, when it comes to critical race theory, it's like, okay, where y'all want to start at? They want to start history. Where the hell they want to start history from? Meanwhile, it was already something still going on, but they want to bounce it on where they want to start. So, okay, let's just start in 1776. Okay, that's some bull crap right there. But meanwhile, you know, a whole lot of things was going on in 1666 and 1566 in North America. But they don't want to talk about none of that. Why? Because that was black history. All of that's black history. So they don't want to talk about that. Okay? So they'd rather start where they came in at, and where they came in at was in 1776. You see what I'm saying? So prior to that, everything was black. All the history is black.
You start reading his fucking books and go read the book with the black man doing. Because, you know, you can't do that because, you know what? It takes you out of your victimhood.
I'm not a victim of nothing. I know. The history's been whitewashed. That's my stance.
Well,
I ain't no victim.
If If the history is so whitewashed, there shouldn't be nothing that we know about black people did shit at all. What you even talk about that goes back before 1776, you shouldn't even know that shit, brother. But go ahead, Dave, yeah. And Mel in here, man. That shit that just burns me up, man. That's some ignorant shit, man. That don't make no fucking sense.
Hey, Aubrey, but you know something that I'm going to tell you, though, what you just said about how some of these so-called black scholars, how they don't debate outside of their race. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because you probably know what you must have read my mind. The other day, it ran through my mind that same thought that you said about the black, your brothers on the YouTube not debating other people about the shit that they believe is true. Now, when Natural Tahuti, who is locked up, y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
He's done House of Consciousness.
Yeah. Now, he was known for his debate against Wesley Muhammad. Now, Dr. Wesley Muhammad has a PhD from Morehouse College in Islamic studies. Now he made a thing. He wrote a book, Black Arabia.
Yes, sir.
Islam, Black Arabia. And the reason why I'm gonna get into this, yeah, I'm glad you put that up, Aria.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going.
Oh, you are. Look. Me and you, man, we like kid and play, man. Shit, we both like kid and play. We're good in groups because we see the same shit. Okay.
Bring it out.
How come Dr. Wesley Muhammad, when he debated that Black Arabia, how come he ain't debate none of them fucking Arabs? I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad you brought that up, Aria, about how they don't debate. They debate the other niggas, but they don't debate people outside race. Because I remember it was about like 2 or 3 years ago. Now, in the state of where I'm at, in my state, VA, we had a book company called Brothers and Sisters Publications. They published some of Dr. Naeem Akbar books. They published some books by Shahrazad Ali. And that was like a black publishing company. Now, one of the authors' name was Paul Guthrie. Paul Guthrie. Some of y'all look him up. He was, I think he was East Indian. And he was a Hindu.
I remember him, yes, sir.
And I have some of his dissertations and books because I used to order from Brothers and Sisters Publication back in the 90s, you know. And he had a publication called The Making of the White Man, where he dissected Elijah Muhammad's teachings.
Yes, sir.
And he started, you know, and you know how we talk about how the lessons go into the gematria with the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started going into that, and he started talking about how, you know, Elijah Muhammad stole a lot of this from the Hindu culture, which he was Hindu. His family is East Indians. Now, when 2 or 3 years ago, he reached out to Dr. Wesley Muhammad. he said, now, and he's a Middle Eastern that just studied all this shit. He said, I want to debate Wesley Muhammad. And keep in mind, Paul Guthrie, he has PhDs. He has degrees. He's a well-known publisher. Book publisher. Now, how come when you try to debate Wesley Muhammad on that shit, Wesley Muhammad ran like a little bitch? He didn't debate him.
What was he trying to debate him? The Nation of Islam?
He wanted to debate. Okay, he had three major points he was trying to debate. How the Ahmadiyya community, how Farah Muhammad got a lot of his shit from the Hindu in India. He wouldn't debate the black, he wouldn't debate some other things, you know, as far as, you know, Farah Muhammad and his origins, because he said Farah Muhammad is originally was from India. And Dr. Wesley Muhammad was dancing around the ring the whole time. I'm glad you brought that up about how they don't debate who are outside the black community.
Even with Paul Guthrie, now, Wesley, you know damn well Wesley them can't debate that about that Farah Muhammad, because that would kill their doctrine. And it's like some of these goddamn Israelite camps, like them trying to debate Tanakh only, like us. They ain't going to fuck with us because that'll kill that Jesus doctrine and all that old Paul bullshit they be teaching. They ain't going to do that, bruh. Because they got a made-up-ass doctrine that's predicated upon a lot of lies. They ain't going to do that. And so even with that, now, what you were saying, I thought you was going to go into the point I was saying is historical, people of historical nationality. And the point where you started off is that Tahuti debated this brother who written a book or did historical research saying about Black Arabia. Now, for another black man to try to debate this brother talking about Black Arabia, that's what I was talking about. And that's what I'm saying, like when Sarnetta them having, where brother said, well, we are the true Israelite. Because the Jew, y'all can see that he don't call himself Israelites. Now, we know that's the English, we might say Yashalo or some other stuff, but I ain't going to get deep into that language. But they call themselves Jews or Israelis. They don't even call themselves what y'all might read in English Bible, Israelites. So, but what I'm saying is when brothers say, hey, but we are those people, you get other so-called black people come out and debate you on that. Like saying you Moors, you got somebody else going to come out and another black individual come debate you. But we all over here talking about, well, during slavery, we lost our nationality. We really lost our identity. Now we're trying to come and find that. Now you got another black individual supposed to be went through the same shit. Now he's debating you because you probably did some research and said, well, I think this is who I am. As far as I research, you know, you might not be accurate, but you said, we're searching. Like Dr. Khaled talked about, man, you know, we lost our land, our language and so on. So y'all know the whole spiel, but it'll be another black individual coming out and challenging you and denying that ain't you, man. But they not, like I said, but now on the other part is when brothers saying that we are Israelites and you got another brother debating you, they're not going out to like the European and say, hey, y'all ain't the goddamn real Jews. Them brothers over here in New York, them brothers over here in New Jersey, Philly and wherever else, them the true Israelites. That's what I'm talking about. And what, well, like, not to tell who that was a bunch, but like, but that Farad Muhammad, yeah, that was a, you know, waste, because, you know, he didn't want to expose out of that doctrine that probably wouldn't know be true. So that's why he didn't debate that. But far as dealing with nationality, what we're talking about, that's what I'm saying about revising the history books, doesn't it? And that's what I'm even going into that about hiding the history. I don't see, that's why I'm not trying to, you know, be negative toward Justice, you know, trying to say he's a victim. But far as I'm saying is, it's a lot of shit that I'm seeing that we're saying. I just can't see, again, when we make the statement that the white man is trying to hide, not allow you to tell your history, we shouldn't be able to go buy now one of those hidden color DVDs. We shouldn't be able to go and get none of this goddamn history that we talked about, or none of this shit that George G.M. Jane, you shouldn't go get none of it, because they ought to make sure they restrict it. It's just like the same thing when you say, it's like certain things, they want to make sure you don't get it. Like the book they had, Who is Esau, Who is Edom? They made sure, they tried to restrict that book. And that was a European Christian who wrote that book against the so-called Jews. They jacked the price up on the motherfuckers. I seen it one thing, $9,000 for this book, a 130-page book, $9,000, then some $5,000. Somebody got smart and started putting it out there in PDF book. But they tried to make sure you didn't buy that motherfucking book for $9,000. So that's what I'm saying. So how can we have, if he's trying his due diligence, it's just like I said again, doing slavery. It was a law that was passed that you could not teach a so-called slave to read a book or read or educate them. I'm just being technical. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe I just be try to be too goddamn technical. I think that's what it is. Because I had a brother tell me that one time. He said, man, you try to be too damn technical. I don't know no other reason how to do it, y'all. Like Dr. Yorkin.
Well,
there would be
people that claim that there's no police brutality because since black people can walk and not all of us are beaten and killed, therefore police brutality doesn't exist, which we all know is not logical because police brutality does exist. It's similar argument you're presenting about black books. You're presenting it as though since there are some black books on the market and since the white establishment is not taking our books and burning it in the middle of some city, therefore we are not being oppressed. And that is not a logical conclusion because you can have a lack of burning of books and still have the suppression and oppression in lesson plans, curriculum, universities, K-12, media of black truths.
That's not what I'm saying. Y'all are saying that he's trying to stop us. How in the fuck do y'all even know this goddamn history that y'all talking about if it's trying to be suppressed? Ain't nobody, Blog Talk ain't hung this motherfucking show up yet. We're talking freely right now about anything we want to. Ain't nobody hung this show up yet. They let us get on here every time, edit this show, they don't fuck with it. None. How, I'm just saying, if y'all saying that he's trying to suppress it, how are we actually freely can talk about this? I want to hear Alpha Male. I know Alpha Male, and I know he got something he wants to say. I'm just saying, when people tell me this shit, that the white man, I'm not saying, listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm not in denial that racism don't exist. Don't think I'm trying to play no motherfucking step and fetch it. Don't play me like that. I'm not in denial about racism don't exist. I'm not in denial about, damn it, oppression. I'm not in the fucking denial. But when you try to feed me this bullshit that we can't teach our history because the white man trying to do that, well, why in the fuck, how can I just go and just freely read this shit? I can sit on YouTube and watch a whole fucking documentary that's owned by white people on YouTube and learn about our history.
But no one said we can't teach our history. You added that. You were initially presenting the argument that,
but he's trying
of
to
course
stop
we
us.
Can teach it.
But how in the fuck is he stopping us then if we can teach it? See, that's this.
Many ways, by not including it in the lesson plans, curricula, syllabus in universities and K-12. By
that's
convincing most black people that the black writers shouldn't be read.
That's his fucking estate. It's like if I own a company, if I make the rule, hey, I don't want y'all doing this smoking cigarettes on my parking lot. Go, you know, you got to go across the street. If I make the rule, this is my establishment. If I make the rule, don't do this shit on my desk. I'm not saying you can't smoke. I'm just saying don't do this shit on my lot. If he got this school and career, that's why you got a store. Do they teach this shit in historical black colleges and universities?
Some don't even teach all this because their foundation, they were structured often by white Christians.
Okay, but I want to hear Alpha Male. I got to hear Alpha Male because, man, I tell y'all, man, I just can't play no fucking victim, y'all. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not saying y'all. I just can't do
it. Not victimhood.
I just can't do it. I don't see it. I don't see it. If I can fucking read and study all this shit myself, I got plenty of books about scholars and shit. The white man ain't told me damn time. He when I order shit off Amazon, they ain't throw my shit in the garbage. They ain't did shit. I mean, I got everything I ordered. I mean, I don't see why I'm being hindered from reading, studying, nothing.
Well, what's happening, brothers?
Hey.
How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Chief.
All right. That's a tough one. I think it's less about restriction and more about comfort zone. Some people are comfortable where they are. They don't feel like they need to learn anything. And they consider you crazy because you want to learn something. They're not going to jeopardize their, you know, soft little spot in life to learn anything, you know, make them see something different. You know, I mean, I've heard old people say, you know, some people fight for their lives and some fight for their livelihoods. Whichever one's most important to you, you have to choose. But there is some systematic things. You got redlining. You got banks charging blacks extra interest. Gentrification, taxing people out of their neighborhoods that they've been in forever. But when it comes to knowledge, I haven't found any breaks on it. And, you know, just like the school situation, I mean, people say, well, they don't teach it in school. Well, you're sending your kid to an enemy concentration camp and expect them to be taught anything. That's kind of stupid. You know, I mean, that's your job to teach your child. You know, once you make your child a ward of the state, that's a decision you made and you were comfortable with because, you know, it fits your lifestyle, not your life necessarily, but your lifestyle. You know, so all these blockages people talk about, you know, it exists in some ways. But it's not this giant boogie monster. There's no conspiracy. Because I constantly hear the question asked, you know, I don't want to sound racist, but why ain't y'all doing something about this? I don't have an answer for them. You know, all I can tell them, you know, we don't really care about a building or anything established until it's on fire.
That's man, hold on, brother. Hold on. Who asked you the old question, Alpha Male?
White folk.
Damn.
And because, see, I like my coffee, right? And they like to sit there and read newspapers and everything. And, you know, they'll just ask me simple little questions like, you know, because they're all into politics, and they say they try not to sound racist, but it's a legitimate question.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You know why as a unit, why aren't y'all doing anything about this? And I really don't have an answer, but it goes back to that same answer. We're reactionary. The building's got to be on fire. Then we're interested, but we're not interested in investing in that, you know, contributing to it, uniting, you know, we just waiting for it to catch on fire. Then we got something to talk about, you know? So you choose your lot, you know, it's either your life or your lifestyle. You know, I'm not saying, I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but don't make excuses for the choice you make.
Yes, sir. And Brother Alvamil, like I said, if Europeans not teaching it in school, shit, the black folk has to go, hell, my head, Muhammad University. Oh, wait a minute. No, forget about that. That was in the past. That's history. Hell, tell Umar to hurry up and build that goddamn school, and maybe he can teach this shit in school. Oh, but y'all, I forgot. Y'all keep waiting. Keep waiting.
Yeah, where the fuck the school at, man? Where is the school?
Just the right yeah, hey, Justice. Yeah.
You
know,
Umar, you keep in contact with
him.
What's up,
Dave?
Did he put any windows on the school yet, or?
Alpha Male was supposed to drive by and let us know how it looked, but he didn't do that.
Alpha Male said, like, you're going to be, it ain't going to be no answer.
No, I actually didn't. It left my mind. I forget what night we had that conversation, but yeah, it slipped my mind.
You ain't missed nothing out for me. Say your gas money, bro.
What's that? They can't send us a pencil.
He has to. When he got into that scandal with the woman, I spoke to him once in my life on the phone, and it was a pretty decent talk, right? And I called myself to a certain standard. And that incident occurred, and I stopped supporting him, sharing his info. And then I realized that the school might never come to be. But then I heard him talk a few times over the past year, and so many of his points are profound that I thought, you know what? We want our people to be perfect. They got to be jet black with dreadlocks. They got to have kente cloth, know all the African language. They can't sleep around. They got to be this. They got to put out a school. We have so many divisions. They got to be Christian or Muslim or atheist. And for me, I'm at the point I'm going to be 60 years old soon where I'm like, you know what? Let me take most of our people for what they are. And if they bring something to the table, I'm not perfect. They're not perfect. Because we can tear down everybody. Martin Luther King had a gay writer with him. Malcolm X made mistakes. Jesse Jackson. Everybody makes mistakes. We're killing our whole movement because we're going to find a problem with everybody. We got to be more open. Omar is amazing what he speaks. I don't agree with everything, but he's one of the most prolific speakers.
Can I get finished?
I agree with you. Hotep on that.
What we're
go
talking
ahead, Alpha Mel.
Is just build a school. We don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. Just build a school.
That's right.
You know, that's what we're talking about. Is the school built? If it ain't built, then, you know what I mean? It ain't got nothing to do with your personal life. You know, if I tell you, you sitting there freezing and I'm going to come to your house and fix your heater and I never fix your heater. Matter of fact, I don't even show up, but I'm talking a good game.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, he had a good excuse this time. You know, I'm going to just be cold.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to just wait on Jesus.
Hey, yeah.
Hey,
wait on your house, Chad.
Yes,
you
man.
Know,
I'm saying this shit I love.
The talk was to talk you up on that goddamn money, and he got the money. Y'all gave him the money.
Yeah.
See, and that's how con artists get your ass. They mm-hmm. know the and like a pimp know what to say to manipulate a young girl into going into prostitution or older woman into prostitution. They know how they great at talking. Boy, they got the gift of gab. They know how to talk. And that's what he's done. But the actions is what count. A lot of people, man, they good with words, but then like, when it's trying to put shit in actions, that's what we start to look at. where your actions at. And I got to throw y'all one. I got to go to the Bible. I got to go to the damn New Testament for a matter of fact, Dave. God damn. But one of my books, though, I do like this. The book of James said, man, faith without works is dead. I can show you my faith by my works. I can tell you I can believe anything, but I don't put in no work to show you, hey, man, just saying I believe, that don't mean nothing. I can show you what I believe in by my work that I do. So that's the same thing with Umar. If he
but
really
that's a double standard, brother. On the
well,
one hand, you accept a book, a Bible, that was used to suppress, oppress black people, that was edited at various ecumenical councils, that was stolen, the first scriptures, by us. But you can't accept Dr. Umar if he doesn't build a school, even though lots of what he speaks on the internet is profound. I find 80% of it is like, damn.
Okay, you used the word hotep, so I think you might know something since you said the Bible was used to oppress the. Okay, well, first, because I don't know, y'all think King James was the first motherfucking Bible that was ever written? It got to be. And then,
no,
okay, and
they it, don't think it, that.
Okay, when did Christianity come about? Because you seem like you're a Bible scholar, and I'm saying that because you said it was used against us. When was the Bible? When did we learn about Christianity as black people?
Two groups. The majority of us learned about it from slavery to now. A small group learned, and that group actually got the religion from Kemet. But that isn't really going to prove the point.
Okay,
when
well,
we got it, it's
well,
how most of us have it now.
Well, why wouldn't the Ethiopians that was in slavery? Because, you know, one of the first Gospels was actually written in Alexandria, Egypt. Well, okay, well, why in the hell the Egyptians, I mean, the Ethiopians, like you say, if that's a slave of the white man, why didn't they go in slavery under Christianity?
I wasn't talking about the Ethiopians' enslavement. I was talking about us in modern times.
Can I add something to that? I mean, I'm not a religious scholar, but shouldn't a man, shouldn't his word mean something, regardless of religion or anything else?
Yeah.
Come on.
And I was using James to make an example, but then he threw in Umar, because you really disqualified Umar, because like I said, he said faith without works. Umar ain't show no motherfucking works. He just said he had
right.
By making all those statements about he sound good by what he's saying, but far as the works were, where's his school? That's the works, because the school should have been open by now. That's the works. That's why I used it. But you try to discredit.
Well, isn't that the same as Dr. Muhammad attacking black people? Isn't this a continuation of, you know,
no,
what? If a person's black, it sounds very similar.
No.
I don't give a damn about them being black. You ain't going to fool me with that being black shit. I'd tear down a black Negro who's being detrimental to black people all the time. I don't give a fuck about him being black.
Right.
That's a
I
black
know,
man.
But that's what you all were arguing, that, well, they only
black
attack they.
Two-day-old baby in the river. Do I supposed to be compassionate by that dirty motherfucker through a tuba, his baby in the river because he's black?
Hell no.
That wasn't what I meant at all, brother.
If they line his ass up in the firing squad today, I would be the motherfucker with the rifle that shoot that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if
that's right.
A thief is a black man, either he pays retribution or he pays with his fucking life. Because he's no good for us. He damn sure ain't good for nobody else.
So a black teen that steals a car should be killed.
I'm talking about somebody that makes you a promise and takes your money and never comes good on the promise and never says to you, look, I'm going to make this right. I'm going to distribute all the money back because I ran into a situation. No, that's not what happened in here. So right now you're just a fucking thief. You a liar.
And Brother Alpha Mayor, the man talked bad about a sister live on damn on it was Instagram, one of them, because he sent him $10. Talk bad to the sister. Talk bad to her. She sent her $10.
That was wrong.
No, you can't. Don't say
he's
it.
Like,
don't
work
say
harder.
It. You talk bad to her. You talking about Umar. Don't talk bad about another black man. That might have been a
Bro,
single.
I never said I don't talk bad about a black man. I'm saying we got to be more open-minded and see what we get out of the situation.
Open-minded gets you broke back.
Yeah. I never gave him a penny.
How long, I'm not in the category. How long has it been since he promised at school, Dave? How long
probably
has it
about
been?
5 years.
It's been longer than that.
Shit, it's been over 5 years. It's been about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And how long, okay, how long are we supposed to get his Negro? He don't got damn
that. That's y'all, not me. I ain't giving him no money.
Well, why the fuck are you getting, why are you trying to chastise us for talking about him then if you ain't even supporting him yourself?
And
No, I never said I gave him money. What I said was the fact that he never built a school doesn't dissuade me from listening to what he says.
No, you ain't going to get away from that one because you said you donated.
I never said I donated. I said I spoke with him on the phone.
Well,
I never.
And you supported, gave him a little charitable donation.
No. Okay, y'all are hearing somebody else there. That must be Jesus. I never donated to him, man.
Well, why are you okay? Well, if you ain't donated and none of that, then and we're talking as you say, we're talking down towards him. Why are you taking up for him then?
Well, like I said, we have each of us comes. I can tell you, each of us comes to the table with certain ethics, morals, and experiences. We hold everyone else accountable based on our experience. And over the past year, I've started to see that as I talk to people, everybody's fucked up in some way, right? So I'm like, you know what? Do they bring anything to the table? It could be a psychopath that killed 50 people, right? They used to be a football.
No,
and we have such a high standard, we can never get along with anybody.
No,
we're just slicing everybody.
Our standard.
Word up.
Our standard. Tell me the truth.
Hey, Alpha Man. Hotep something. Hotep, listen.
Hotep.
I don't know if this your name is Hotep, right? Yep, right. Now let's ask some Hotep. And answer me when I say this. If you're saying we got to accept people because we have different people that can bring certain shit to the table, right? Umar Johnson, right, he brags about being a licensed clinical psychologist.
Yes.
That's his platform he stands on. Licensed clinical psychologist. Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. What the fuck can this nigga do for us? We got plenty of black doctors out here who ain't shit. Okay? So what the fuck is he really bringing to the table?
Nada.
You want where he can bring a DSM-5 to the table? Shit. Hell, that's the only thing psychologists got, but a DSM-5?
Yeah, it's a good book. Yeah, bunch of evaluation.
Why you gonna diagnose some motherfucker? He can't bring. What you gonna do? Oh yeah, he's something wrong with that nigga. He got the facts.
Put him on Ritalin. Hey, that and the brother, I'm tripping off. Okay, brother, taking up for him, but he won't even give him a donation. But he's telling us to give him a hand, but he won't give him a donation.
Well, the reason is because he's not building a school, so I'd be a fool to give him the money.
Well, I listen to anybody.
Okay, for knowledge, I can get 5% from anybody. I'm taking my 5%. I don't have to sleep with him or give him money.
Speaking out against him, and then you speaking up highly against us because we're saying something about him, and then but you won't even give him a donation then. But you trying to stop
because
us?
Because I know y'all gonna donate, so I'm good.
We're gonna donate. Yeah, I got some.
On my behalf.
Oh my gosh! Fuck that.
I got the size of heaven to donate.
Got plenty of donations. That nigga done gotten over $500,000 for that. He got over $1 million for that stool. He should have been built it. Hell, even if he had with
a little Lego.
Got one of them little sheds from Home Depot or Lowe's, and make that a little schoolhouse, put a couple of little Walmart chairs in there, and get a little chalkboard or something.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to add something else to that. You got all these strong, able-bodied, black men that are willing to go down there and give up free labor.
Dang.
Yeah, to build.
Mm-hmm. Now, you make the call, you send the email, he always got to get back to you. He's checking into that, you know? So,
wow.
You know, it ain't going to happen. You know, we could support him. We could raise him up high like he was the next coming of Jeebus. It ain't going to happen.
Don't forget, I never said support his school.
No, what you said is don't say nothing bad about him so he can trick other people.
No,
that's
never
what you
said that.
That's what you said.
No, what I said was that we have to be open to each person on the phone and in our life that brings something to the table that's positive, no matter who they are. And if they have vices, right, we got to get to the point where we say, you know what, with the mob, the Jewish mob, the Catholic Church works with the mob, et cetera. We don't. We all have this high standard. And if somebody, you know what, he promised this, I don't give him a penny for the school. I don't take the school seriously. I see him as a preacher, right, of some black insights. Not all I agree, but some points I hadn't thought of. And I'm like, damn, that's deep. Let me research it. That's all. So that's what I'm saying. We got to show more appreciation.
We need to work with the
school. When he finally open up this school, finally get this school open, then all the ones that were saying that he ain't going to never open it, they're going to be like, oh, wow, now he finally got the school open.
No.
And so it's just a matter of time. The school going to end up getting open, and then what is everybody going to say after that?
No, only the broke back's going to react that way. Now, the real man will be like, what can I go do for free? How can I invest in this? You know what I'm saying? Because we already letting him know we got his back. You feel me?
Okay.
So if he opened the motherfucker, I'd be down there with a paintbrush, to fix the heater, any goddamn thing he need done, I can do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I help any motherfucker that I see trying to help themselves.
That's right.
But I'm not fucking daddy. I ain't going to hold your hand and walk you all along. No.
I would have donated to Umar's school, but I wasn't in the position to do that. But at some point, if I can give a donation to the school, I will.
This is some bullshit.
No, don't donate.
You know,
these
motherfuckers sitting around talking about the school's going to open, right? But they ain't did shit to make it so. Y'all got some fucking nerve. See, I don't speak about shit that I ain't into. That's some ignorant shit.
They ain't even donated.
They did a fucking thing.
But it's a logical fallacy to conclude that someone has to school in order to listen to someone else communicate. That's not logical at all. I never said I supported nor donated to the school.
You should have no comment about what we say about the school. You should just listen.
Okay, so then I guess we're back at black folks shut up unless you agree with me position.
No, we're black folks
shut
up and learn.
I do learn from everybody, including
you. When you talk your little soft shit, I just listen. You know?
Hey, what soft shit? What soft shit am I talking now? Here comes the ad hominem. I had hoped this group would be a different encounter environment where bullying and bullshit wasn't supported, where people were open to black men coming to the table with different voices and different reflections and experiences.
See,
and not some fucking...
Go.
No, I'm fucking talking. This is it. This the
soft
shit talking to you, dude. Shut up and let me talk. Sit your ass down and let me talk. Instead, it's this male testosterone ego, and when you can't prove a point, a person is going to pull in their soft card. Oh, this soft shit. Why not be intelligent instead of playing that soft gay shit on me? Gay or something?
Now, I never said gay.
Whatever, dude. I hate going through black experiences, and it ends up at this same thing. You call thinking it's going to be some black brothers talking deep stuff, and here comes, this soft shit. preposterous. We ain't going to get nowhere. Period.
No.
The people like this.
So we
brothers,
can't agree
you
on
all
most.
Have a good night. I'm out. Thank
hold
you.
Time, hold
I got to go to my family and finish my research because this is nonsense,
hey,
man.
Time.
This is, not,
hey,
this is crazy.
Don't roll out. You don't got to bounce, man. Just roll with the punches,
this is
man.
Childish.
It ain't that.
We grown men
but
having this
roll
conversation.
With, roll with the punches,
you don't see me
trying
to throw
it's
no
not.
Little. No, man. It's just weak.
Roll
it's
with the punches,
weak.
Hotel. Why? Just fall
it's
back.
Like,
mute yourself and then come back in.
I got my kids out there. I got my wife out there. I'm in here talking to some brothers and folks talking this soft shit. Like, I hate that stuff because it's stupid. It's so immature.
Don't
are we going to have a dialectic and help our community if we always attacking each other? There should be constructive critiques, yes, but not destructive little fucking bullshit. Trying to sneak no stuff like that.
Get that whole ass.
I agree with you, Hotel. I agree with you.
Get that whole ass nigga off my line. Fuck that shit. Don't let bitch. Don't call back. I see it there. This fucking Sun Ray. Fuck that whole ass nigga, man. I'm saying I can fix this bullshit, man.
Yeah.
See, you motherfuckers, right. You got a bitch-ass nigga try to come tiptoe through here and talk all this silly-ass shit. This is why the fucking community fucked up the way it is.
That's right.
See, y'all,
that's
you,
right.
You motherfuckers don't even want to, you try to tell us, quit putting black folks, all that black bullshit. This is why black folks get over on other black folks. Other black, this is why you got motherfuckers, we talk about the blue lay and all this other shit. That do shit and keep black people spellbound. And then when we put their ass on blast, well, you shouldn't say nothing about him. You should, but you the motherfucker ain't gave him a quarter for this motherfucking school. You don't want us to say nothing to him. And then when somebody say, hey, man, call you out, I'm not with a black man. No, you thought you was going to get on here with some ass-kissing-ass black folk. But see, no, you fucking with some lions up in here. We don't play that bullshit. You want a motherfucker
that
tiptoe and talk all that shit? Take your motherfucking ass on down the line when them liberal station where they do that shit at. Over here, we
should
that
roll with the punches and start fighting back. Like he kind of like cowed down. Like you know what I'm saying?
If he looking for fucking kittens, I'm not a motherfucking kitten. Mm-hmm. You want a motherfucking kitten? Go to the kennel.
He should have threw a right cross over there to Alpha Male. Yeah,
he should
do a right cross.
He got Alpha Male, like that. I'm gonna say it, y'all. I know I'm getting streaked tonight. Alpha Male pulled his whole card. That's why. Fuck it, y'all can goddamn it quit liking this motherfucking show. But I'm gonna tell it like a motherfucking idiot. He pulled his whole card.
That's
why he got mad. That's what they do. I thought I was gonna be on here with some brothers. No, you thought you was gonna be on here with some motherfuckers gonna kiss your ass. Let you pull all this, promote this poison to the people. That's what you thought.
That's
you
right.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all better study motherfucking Culture Freedom real deep and go back in the motherfucking archives.
Yes, sir.
When you come in here, you gonna come in here and bullshit and think, because look, we're like Brother Eric, what you do? We'll talk good about Farrakhan today and we'll whoop Farrakhan ass tomorrow. Then we'll be right back on talk about Farrakhan
right.
And the shit he did. Man, and he talked about critique. That's critiquing.
That's right.
But like he said, they talk down. But see, that's the same shit he said last week. You talk down, y'all. You talk down on people.
You know, Umar, you know, like, y'all know I know Umar.
Yeah, right?
What's that, brother?
Y'all know I know Umar.
You noticed I had my tongue last week.
Yeah.
I had peeped. Let me tell you something. I had peeped his whole card. In the first 5 minutes of hearing him talk. But
that's right.
I said to myself, look, you know, maybe being around men, maybe he'll man the fuck up.
That's right.
You know, but I ain't going to let that shit poison people's ears. It ain't going to happen.
And that's the point. We was trying to stop that poison from going out. And Dave, I'm glad now why did you ask him, Dave, what was his nationality?
Or where is
he from?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you why I asked that.
Yes, sir. Please explain.
Because, okay. Now, y'all know I talk shit about, you know, people that are from other places.
Yeah.
Now, we have some people from other countries, like from the Caribbean. We have some allies with the Caribbeans, with the Geechies, with the Creoles down in Louisiana. You know, we have some allies you know, as Black American Judahite brothers. But a majority, like, I'm going to tell you something, about 95% of them people, they don't fuck with us on that level. So when I asked, the reason why I asked that with him, because, you know, he says, well, he was from New York or something like that. And trust me, I've been in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. Them motherfuckers ain't doing nothing but hustling niggas. And so when I asked him, I was like, okay, well, let's go ask this nigga what the fuck he is. Because to me, he sounded like a damn a Puerto Rican hustler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He sounded just like a nigga trying to hustle, like a dude that might be from the Bronx to Staten Island trying to hustle, you know? So, and I ain't going to just say that about him. Justice, too, nigga. You, Justice be having some hustling sounding shit sometime, too. I don't know what it is about a lot of up north niggas, but up north motherfuckers, it's something about it that where y'all make everything about, like for instance, when the Trayvon Martin thing happened, when the Mike Brown thing happened, these niggas won't doing nothing but selling T-shirts. They was the main ones out there. Oh, Trayvon had a Arizona tea and a fucking Skittles. And they was out there selling this shit.
Yep.
That's the main thing. Like, well, why the fuck they ain't doing that? And I'm going to tell you something. The same people that was up north doing this shit, where the motherfuckers that want black? They want Black American. And that's something that I noticed as a so-called Black American from the tribe of Judah, that we have to, you know, really take a close look at. People make money off our suffering.
Yep.
And the people that's doing this is some of these motherfuckers that ain't from here. A lot of them ain't from, and they ain't from our fucking communities. And when I would hear that, brother, he just gave me the hustler mentality. He just gave me that New York up, that hustle. That, like Sonnetta always talking about, yeah, man, go sell these damn pay-per-views. And, you know, but we can't step on this person. We can't step on this person. Nigga, then what the fuck are you doing? Or what side you pick? You know, if we as black folk, okay, if the LGBT community have a fucking march, right? Okay. Now, let's just say me and Aria, we go out there with our loudspeakers and you know, and we got our knots and we talking about some, you know, we out there trying to tell them that lifestyle ain't shit. Now, y'all have a nigga like that be up there on the corner. Hey, yo, so, so, you know, they might see a pro-black homosexual or pro black lesbian. Yeah, we have to come together, you know, and then they'll be selling T-shirts with the rainbow and a damn fist, black power fist, with red, black, and green on the motherfucker talking about, so we all got to come together. And it's just like, well, you saying all this, we got to come together, but are you into that lifestyle? Why the fuck you ain't cussing the motherfuckers out?
Right.
So I'm gonna
tell you something. Hey, but he said some shit like that on one of the shows. You, I don't know if y'all caught that shit.
I caught it.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right, go ahead, G.
Now, I ain't gonna say he support, you know, LGBT. I'm just saying that, you know, brothers that are, like he said, he was from New York. Brothers like that be the ones that be, it's they turn like I said, they turn the oppression that we go through into a fucking hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Where, and I'm, you know, like I said, hell, I ain't gonna say what the fuck brothers support, but it just hell, we get tired of that shit. You know everything. Yeah, brother, we gotta come together. And that's like, man, fuck these people, man.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna tell you something. Well, let me tell you that. There's a corner store right around the corner from my goddamn neighborhood where I live at. Y'all know I don't live in the hood by choice. I've told my story about how I was homeless and how, you know, me and my brother got it halfway back together. How, you know, we went from being country boys in the country to living in the, you know, being homeless to living in the hood, which we are now, right around the corner from where my neighborhood. There's a fucking damn corner store, right? And it is across the street from my elementary school, middle school, and we see motherfuckers all the time. The corner store is owned by Pakistani and Arab Muslims. Motherfuckers go up in there, you know, I'm being serious, to buy anything they want. Cigarettes, beer, I'm talking about underage. Don't nobody do shit. So when I see shit like that, you know, hell, I'm the one that's like, yo, don't go up in that motherfucker. Brother, bro, do you always get these one motherfucker? Well, bro, you got to go with that shit. Well, fuck, I got to go with that shit. It's always a nigga that's either he making money with these fucking Arabs, mm-hmm. or he's fucking just a watchman for these motherfuckers.
Send you up, people.
Yeah,
and Chief,
Yeah,
and what he was kind of throwing out, like again by Umar, like don't talk bad because he's saying some good stuff. Okay, we got a little meeting or group or community, you know, thing. We have functions, and now here we go though. We got a serial pedophile in here. He says some good shit every meeting, class. He's speaking some good stuff. But every time out of the meetings or during the meeting when he ain't on the stage speaking or whatnot, he's fondling little girls and little boys too. He's fondling them. He's, you know, touching them. Inappropriate. And they come and they tell us that he's doing it. But he's speaking so main, intelligent. He's so articulate. He's saying some powerhouse shit. We supposed to let him keep coming amongst us? And he's molesting our children?
Fuck no.
Hell no.
That's basically what he's saying with Umar Johnson.
That's what he's saying about everybody. Oh, let me tell you something. Only brokebacks talk about bullying.
Brokeback.
did you hear that shit? Well, it's the bullying. Then what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, see, you know, I'm able to, you know, like Chief Rabbi, he can see that the man probably wasn't like us three as far as genome or whatever.
Hold up. Don't say us three. Just say you.
All right. Well, you know, maybe you real light-skinned it, and Chief Rabbi, you're high yellow. So I'm brown, and I know Sunray brown, so maybe you two brothers is high yellow or damn near white. So you probably, you know, don't fit in on this. But I can tell he wasn't black like me and Sunray. And I think he was probably more like Chief Rabbi said, he was probably Puerto Rican masquerading as a black, because he never would answer the question when Chief Rabbi asked him last week about what his nationality may be and all this. He said he didn't want to get into this, and that's where, you know, things become divided. So you could tell if he was black, he wouldn't have had to go and say all that other stuff. He would have just said, I'm black, period. So when you're not, there's a lot of people, even whites, who fake on the radio or somewhere where they can't be seen, but they can be heard, and they will try to act like they are a black person. But their narrative doesn't fit black people, even though they might be speaking on behalf of what they think they are speaking for black people. They're really not, because it's still an outside view.
Wow.
Because everything that Hotep was saying, I can tell he wasn't a black man like me. I could tell he wasn't, not completely. He may be mixed. He may be black and Puerto Rican or something, black and Cuban or something like that. Or he just may be Cuban, or he may be black or Dominican. But he definitely just wasn't a straight-up brother, because he wouldn't, because his arguments would have been different. He wouldn't have had to say all that divisive stuff about when Chief Rabbi asked him his nationality. He wouldn't have ran from the damn whole shit. He would have just straight up said, I'm a black man. But when you're not, you can't do it. So you got to dance. And he was dancing. He was dancing a good dance that night.
He said he was a man. And I'm going to tell you something else. See, I'm this type motherfucker. You know, I ain't afraid to talk about fucking faggots, whether they my family, my neighbor, the fucking president. I don't fuck who you are. You're living dirty. Stop that shit. Now, I can tell you right now that he's very closely associated with some faggots, which that's his thing. But he feels like he has to defend them. You know, and I'm not defending that shit. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah. Now, like I say, I catch other people on shows, and they be white, but they try to act like they black and bring a narrative that's obscure and not consistent with a black view. So
like
they would try to switch it and make like our black view, like it's like kind of wrong, and that this white black view, because it's coming from a white person acting like a black person, then they're mysterious because they can't be seen.
Yeah, that's
and they can say things, but and try to sound, you know, they might talk a little black and whatnot. But I can hear through that too.
Yeah,
and,
like,
you know, it's just certain things, huh, bro?
Like Democrats.
Like the Democrats. No, I ain't mentioning the politics, man. I mean, but yeah, I mean, you can hear different people,
yeah.
Even in politics. Like Cory Booker, right? Cory Booker.
Yeah, you got so many hats.
Yeah. And that's what he was trying to do, bring some of that liberal bullshit in there. Like I said, man, listen here, man. The thing here is, like, bro, don't you, like what Alpha Male said it earlier, man. Don't come bringing that poison up in here, man.
Because
it ain't going to stand. You black, turquoise, whatever. I've had...
Hello?
So I'm right.
Sunray.
He might have slipped off. He'll probably try to get back on, or he muted himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's my biggest concern. You know, everybody say, well, what you do in your bedroom and in your life is your business. Well, keep it there. Don't bring that shit on the air trying to share with everybody else in the world. Keep that shit to yourself. Now,
he did get a little soft at the end there, Alpha Male. I was trying to help him throw his dukes up, but he was talking about, well, I got my wife and I got my kids and all this. Like, that's like the soft stuff that Alpha Male was really kind of talking about. Like, he falling back on, like, the mushy stuff, right?
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, let's address the issue. We got a thief among us that we were talking about. If it's our job
right,
make people aware that there's a thief, be careful. You know, same like Sunray said, okay, we got a serial pedophile. You let the community know. You know what I'm saying? You don't hide that shit. What kind of mentality is that?
Well, I don't know. He didn't come to battle. He just kind of came to kick it. But
no,
sometimes you got to be ready for a battle too.
Well, shit.
You know, it's a little, you know, something, something. He wanted to bow out gracefully and all like that for no reason. It seemed like he didn't stand up like a man that night.
Because he hadn't been around men. So, you know, if he wants to hang out, you know what I'm saying? You know, he that's what I was saying. Sometimes you just got to be quiet and listen. Because like I said, when he was talking, I was listening. I didn't have no input. I didn't try to stop him. You know, mm-hmm. But the minute I expose him, now he want to talk about bully and I'm going to tell my mom. Well, he ain't say he's going to tell his mommy, but that's the frame of mind he put me in.
Yeah, I think he got soft there at the end too.
Yeah, but why? You know, be real. I don't know what your experiences were coming up, but if you ain't overcame them yet, you need to work on that shit.
But, you know, this is a lesson learned because, you know, Alpha Male, if people would just be honest, when Chief Rabbi asked him, you know, all he had to do was just admit up to whatever it is he is. Instead of running and that means you're not a black guy, man. Ain't no way you black.
Well,
you know, you can't answer the question. That's divisive, and then we get to this, and then it divides. No, that means you're not a brother. Just say that. Well, who are you? That's all Chief Rabbi wanted to know. Where are you from?
Hey,
what do you represent, man?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
Justice.
All. Yeah.
Hey, Justice, let me tell you something, too. Justice, see, even when I asked, like I said with that, even when I asked, it wasn't even really, because like I said, I could tell them, you know, when motherfuckers ain't black, when they ain't white. Like, hell, I know. But I wasn't going to go there with him. I was asking him because when you dealing with, like he said, from New York, like I said, other nationalities that move up north, like New York and Jersey, they move up there. And their families be from other places. Even if they're raised with you, they don't like, okay, they don't sit, like, they don't consider, like, they self, like, one of us. And we'll see, regardless of, you know, what the fuck the nigga dude was, they, it's always that thing where it's just like, bro, like, why the fuck you, what, like, come on, bro, why the fuck is you out here, you know, we trying to shut down, you know, the little Arab corner store over here, and you over there selling fucking t-shirts, all on YouTube, all on Instagram, nigga, we don't need that shit, where the fuck is you from for real? Like, these are people who, like, it's always, like, and I don't never see this shit. Like, and I'm going to tell you something, not to take up for niggas in Cali, not to take up for my down south brothers and sisters, but my down south family and my goddamn brothers and sisters that's from Cali, world star, when you see them, when the motherfuckers see a world star camera get pulled up, hell, just know you ain't coming. We all know what the fuck you is. We know that your ass ain't you. If we, you know, gotta handle some shit, oh, you gotta pull out your camcorder. You gotta pull out your fucking phone. No, we handling shit. So, you know, so when I see up north niggas, it's always, that's all I see on these world star hip hop. All these platform media takeout. It's always people that, okay, they say they from where you from, but then you look at their background, and they ain't fucking from there. And you see, you know, regardless of what the fuck they is, you're like, okay, well, this nigga ain't got no respect for. What the fuck? You don't know about cold, nigga? Like, what the fuck you for? You don't pull out no motherfucking fuck. Let me tell you something. If somebody do your people like shit, right? If you in the neighborhood, right, and a nigga steal your bike or a nigga steal something from you, you know who the fuck it is. Okay, ain't no motherfucking pulling out no motherfucking phones talking about some World Star when we go take care of that nigga. No, we don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So when a nigga do shit like that, and you know your surroundings, you know that nigga ain't from there.
Hey, say, let me make this announcement. Somebody just informed me that he was cut off and he cannot get back on, but he can see everybody on the switchboard. So yeah. He says that we should just go ahead and talk until our time gets cut off, and it might happen around the top of the hour. So we just be aware, and it may go a little longer, but you know, it normally cut off around there. So, but he just let me know. Okay, y'all?
It's
about 15 minutes left in the show. We got about 15 minutes left in the show.
All right. Do either of y'all have a three-way calling?
Yeah.
All right. You can call Sunray, or he can call you, and then you just adding to your call.
Shit, wait one second. Let me see something.
At
any rate, I don't know if y'all hooking that up, but you know, like I was saying, like, people should just come to the table and be who you are, you know, because other than that, you tread in water all the time. You tread in water.
Let me just be open
and honest, say who you are. And it should be no real problem, not unless one come up. But when you don't do that, then ultimately you're going to be exposed. You ain't going to get away with faking like you black forever. Somebody going to pull your card eventually.
Yep.
So the ones that's white that do that, and the ones that's not, well, you might be Latin, y'all doing that too. There's no need to do that. If you cool with black people, just say, I'm cool with black people. You support black people, I support black people. You align yourself with black people, then say you do. Don't front. Don't fake the funk. Just say the truth. And that'll set you free from everything else, because now what happened?
Yeah.
Now you got to go through the, you know, the whole humiliation of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So in the future, just tell the truth. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, and that's for real. Or
okay,
what you do is you try to find out what the mission is of the people that you're joining in with. So for instance, I listen to y'all probably, like, I went back in the archives and I just listened. And I was like, yeah, you know, I can add to that and I can learn from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pick up the phone to change anything, right? Because I understood your mission. So my personal whatever else I do in my life stays outside. So the minute I pick up that phone, I'm picking up that phone to support your cause. Now, you always have agent provocateurs that wants to jump in, pretend like, yeah, I'm down. But let's try this. You know what I'm saying? Now
Not a black thought.
Right.
It's something, let's try this. That's something outside of what how we think and our norms. And
exactly.
That's some old, let's try this right here, because you never tried this way of thinking before.
Right.
Like, yes, we really have, but we don't want to go that route.
And we're focused on one thing. We don't give a fuck about all these feelings and personal shit. It's all about enlightenment. Now, what we would like to do is come to a consensus. Now, if we said to ourselves right now today, okay, when Christmas comes around, nobody shop. But what happens is, now all of a sudden, well, you know, it means so much to some people. So we'll never agree on anything. Even though a boycott of Christmas, a boycott of going to these corner stores with these people selling drugs and shit like that and cigarettes and alcohol to our kids, you know what I'm saying? For some reason, we can't see the bigger picture in that, you know? Well, I need my greasy chicken wings. You know, I need my cigarettes. I need my liquor. You know, I will drive to the next town. I don't give a fuck if I can find me an establishment run by some decent people. Because I know the ones in my neighborhood are poisoning my people. You know what I'm saying? So we can't even come together on that. And then you want to bring in some allies that got mental issues. They're like shit in their face. They're like raping babies. You know what I'm saying? No.
Mm-hmm.
We have one issue to address and one issue at a time. Y'all motherfuckers get in line. So if you ain't joining in to help, then go the fuck about your business. If you can't say, okay, let's at least do this one thing for the masses. You know what I mean? And it's simple shit. You know, it's non-participation. Nobody can make you do anything. Everybody volunteers. Just stop doing shit for a while. It don't hurt. Matter of fact, you get to know yourself if you just stop doing some shit for a while. You know, stop, you know, living for others and all that bullshit. You know, just stop. I mean, fuck. We know Nike is fucking kids up over there and wherever they are. You know what I mean? Just stop buying them. Matter of fact, that cell phone you got right now, encase that motherfucker in styrofoam and never buy another cell phone, because without Africa, there would be no cell phones. But yet, Africa's broke. So you know they stealing that shit. There's a lot we can do, just small shit that don't require no muscle, none. But you want to say, well, what about the brown? Man, fuck everybody. What's good for black people is good for every motherfucking body. So when I say...
That's right.
When I say let's do it for the blacks, that's everybody. You know? It's going to be good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yes, it just burns me up. You know, motherfuckers want to put extra shit in the pot. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, Alphonse.
Yeah, so, you know, I might come off strong, but shit, that's just me. I don't see it no other way. I'm strong when I'm right, and I'm strong when I'm wrong. Because I would tell you right up front, hey.
I've seen women put up better arguments than what he put up tonight. Like, you know, as far as standing up for yourself or your particular argument, you kind of cowled down. So
no.
That's why Sunray dismissed him.
See, if you're not standing on your square, you're going to sink. There was nothing to come back on. There was no logical argument he could make. Because, and I'm going to tell you, based on his reaction, that ain't the first time he heard that.
Probably not, but, you know, he seemed to throw his family into it a lot. So that, to me, that's a weakness to me. I mean, just to me, I don't know if it is, but it seemed like a weakness. You always mention your children and your kids, all this, and your wife. And we just talking on the radio. Nobody even talking about their wives and their family and what's going on. We just talking regular stuff. Then you looking for that going, support systems and stuff while you just trying to have a conversation. Like, you don't need all that. To me, you should just be able to stand up for what you're saying or not. Just bow down. Like, look, y'all, you know, y'all right or you're not. Whatever. Just stand up for yourself. Stand up.
And here's the crazy thing. The shit went crazy at the point where we said, well, hold up. Y'all didn't donate to this dude, put no effort.
Right.
All of a sudden, like,
right. That would make, yeah, that kind of shine a light on all of the positive stuff he was saying about him.
Right.
But then to say, oh, I ain't going to give him nothing. So that's like, he might even got bread, but then he say, I don't believe he's building the school. But how are you going to say all this other stuff about the school